free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, February the 5th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Well, a lot of things have happened yesterday. Last night, we had 62% of the results in from the Iowa caucus, 24 hours after it was conducted. And then we had President Trump taking a victory lap, you know, with Nancy Pelosi getting increasingly upset behind him. A lot of interesting clips and things from the State of the Union. I tweeted out this morning a picture that somebody photoshopped of Nancy Pelosi behind President Trump. You know, there with you had Vice President Pence on one side, and there's Nancy Pelosi there on the other side. I tweeted out, I said, the Wicked Witch of the West suffered a meltdown without anybody even throwing a bucket of water on her. She was last heard to be saying, I'll get you, my pretty, and your little supporters, too. So we're going to take a look at Nancy Pelosi and what she did there, but we're also going to take a look at Mayor Cheat, as he's now identified on Twitter. There's a couple of hashtags that are trending about Buttigieg. One of them is Mayor Cheat. The other one is Pete the Cheat. We're going to take a look at his connections to this shadow app. That's literally what it's called. I mean, we're not conspiracy theorists at all, right? It's just right out in the open. All the connections between Hillary Clinton, the company behind this, it called itself Acronym. Who are these people? What have they been doing? And the money behind them, the connections to Hillary, the connections to the Buttigieg campaign. It's also, we're going to tell you some of the things, many things that evidently people, especially Democrat voters, don't know about the Democrat Party. For instance, we had the viral interchange between one lady at the caucus. She said, what? You mean Buttigieg is gay? Obviously, she doesn't watch this program. She doesn't realize that being gay is his special superpower. You know, each one of these Democrats have a special superpower. It is their not-so-secret identity, the identity that they put out front. And you got to have a gimmick, right? It's kind of like the old musical Gypsy, where the strippers came out and they all had a gimmick, and they had a song about that. And so you got to have a gimmick if you want to get applause in the Democrat Party. And so they all come out, and you know they this one is running on their race or their skin color or their being a female or being homosexual or whatever. And if you don't have one, like, you know, Robert Francis O'Rourke, you imagine it. You know, he becomes a trans Hispanic because you've got to have a gimmick in order to succeed. And sometimes that doesn't help, as we have seen with some of these people. So we're going to take a look at that. We're also going to take a look at what I think really has, you know, the mobile app has become a scapegoat for this Iowa fiasco that they call a primary. But I think the primary in Iowa, what we've seen is that there was actually two candidates, only two. There was corruption and incompetence. And we're waiting to see which one emerges as the victor. Will it be incompetence or corruption? I'm voting on corruption. Because, you know, we look at this and so many people have said, as I said yesterday, well, you know, they can't even run a primary and they want to run every detail of your life, not just healthcare. Some of the candidates have now said on the Republican Party, it's not just health care. They can't run anything, but they want to run everything. But the biggest deal is that it's not that they can't count either. I don't think that it is incompetence. I think it's corruption. I think it's the kind of corruption that says the voters don't count. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. ChillForce is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get ChillForce today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, February the 5th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. We have a lot of news. We had partial results. I got a 62% solution last night. We still don't know who the winner is. But Pete Buttigieg immediately announced that he was winner last night. You know, he's got some people who are trying to walk that back for him. They said, it's a victory for us. Well, these people always refer to themselves and their campaign in the plural. So I'm not buying that. So like I said, there are two candidates and two candidates only on the Democrat Iowa caucus ballot, and that was corruption and incompetence. And we're still waiting to see who the victor is of that. And I'm going to lay out the case that it was corruption coming up here. But there is a local story, which actually has gone national. Drudge picked it up. Out of Austin, we have our large homeless camp here. And there is a connection, really, to the Democrat Party, because this is a Democrat-run city here in Austin. And that's why we have a large homeless encampment here. And they had a fire in this area. The camp spans roughly 3 football fields. They've got couches, TVs, propane tanks, padlocked areas, mattresses, trash, and literally hundreds of needles. Hey, you know, you got needles, you got TV. What else do you need, right? Circuses and not so much bread, but anyway. This one guy says, I like landscaping, so I dug a big cave into the wall under the bridge about 10 feet underground. I mean, I built a furnace and a chimney in there. It's nice and warm and cozy. Well, you know, you could find a job if you can build a cave and, you know, carve out your own house. I guess you could get a job. They've got a generator. And the firemen that were there said, we've got to account for the fact that that generator is leaking into the watershed. Well, maybe you ought to find somebody. Maybe you ought to have some of the Democrats who are so freaked out about the environment. Greta should be brought in and lecture these homeless people. So how dare you? You're leaking fuel into the watershed. Maybe they should get a fine. Oh, wait. They say they don't have any money. next, we'll see them standing on the corner. I need money for an EPA fine. And so as they went back and forth, you had a competition. The local Fox station went there. And they talked to the Texas Department of Transportation. Said, who's supposed to clean this up? Who's responsible for cleaning this up, this dumpster fire that we have here? I said, well, the Texas DOT did clean the areas for a period of time. They turned over that responsibility to the city of Austin last summer. Then in November, the governor, Greg Abbott, instructed the Texas DOT to take back the cleanups at 17 locations. Obviously, the city of Austin wasn't doing anything. They don't ever do anything of any importance. But then neither does the Texas Department of Transportation. So the two of them are going back and forth. It's your responsibility. No, sure. Well, why aren't the people living there responsible for anything? Oh, that's right. Of course they're not. And it was just last week that we had, another article that, went national about these homeless people. They said they had set up their own government in this homeless camp. And we've got some video footage of that as they were explaining how their government was operated. Video clip number 9.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
Well, that's what it's all about. If only people would
realize... Please, good people, I am in hate.
But obviously Democrats, it's all about class.
Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
They're homeless.
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
I didn't vote for you. That's exactly what we're hearing out of Iowa, right? These people are obviously Bernie supporters. They want to set up an autonomous collective. Well, maybe it's not autonomous. Maybe it's a centrally controlled collective. But they're saying in Iowa, hey, I didn't vote for you. So we're going to take a look at what they did vote for, because we're still not exactly sure. But I want to take a look at what has become the focus of a lot of people, and ought to be the focus of a lot of people, and that is this ridiculous app. Now, I've got to say that as stories were coming out about this and about other places where they are bringing in, phone apps to allow people to vote. In this particular case, they weren't having people actually vote on the phone app. This is simply going to let them report the vote totals to some kind of a central tabulation area with the Democrat Party. There was this thing that was developed about 100 years ago called a telephone. What is wrong with a telephone? I don't understand why this has to be needlessly complicated unless you want to make it hackable. And see, this is why I come down. I say, we have the election. Is the winner of the Iowa caucus going to be corruption or incompetence? And I vote for corruption because there's absolutely no reason to complicate this process to this degree unless you're doing this to control it. I just repeat that. You're doing this for no reason. And you're putting out an open door to corrupt the process. And then we find out all the people that were behind it. And we find out the connections between the different people who came out of that. As I said at the top of the hour, Mayor Cheat is trending on Twitter yesterday, along with Pete the Cheat, because they found out that, and I reported this yesterday, you look at FEC reports, and he'd given a lot of money to this party. Now we know exactly the amount of money. He gave $21,250 to this company, Shadow, July 23rd. And the Democrat Party paid that company, Shadow, $60,000. Okay, so total is about $80,000. And guess what? They're now saying that Booty gets about 25% of the vote. He paid about 20%. 25% of the amount paid to Shadow, and he's getting about 25% of the vote. That's, usually politicians get a little bit better return on their money, but, he got exactly what he put in there. I funded him 25%, and I get back 25% of the vote. That seems like a fair deal. What's wrong with that? The technical problems led some of the chairs, the county, to call in results. So these are the different caucus chairs. So I said, well, this isn't working. We got this one way to report the results, and it's not working. So pick up the phone and call. Well, guess what? I had to wait for more than an hour, in many cases, for somebody to answer. That's why yesterday I played, that thing on YouTube. These people set up an old retired guy that's a little bit senile, but very laughable or likable and affable, I should say. It is laughable when you watch it. They set it up, and evidently they opted in to the telemarketing world. And so they have these telemarketers call up, and they've got a loop. And it just runs through continuously through this loop. It waits for them to stop talking, and then it plays the next clip. And I imagine, why didn't they do something like that at the DNC headquarters? They could have done something like that. It would have at least given the people at the local level, hello, this is Lenny, would have at least given the people something to do. They would have felt that they were somehow engaged in the process. Buttigieg yesterday, again, as I pointed out, it said, Iowa, you have shocked the nation. And that was about the only true thing he said so far in this campaign. And I recall when Howard Dean, and I think maybe this, Howard Dean expresses exactly where the Democrat Party of Iowa is. Let's play that clip of Howard Dean a few years ago.
If you had told us 1 year ago that we were going to come in third in Iowa, we would have given anything for that. And you know something? You know something? Not only are we going to New Hampshire, Tom Harkin, we're going to South Carolina and Oklahoma and Arizona and North Dakota and New Mexico. We're going to California and Texas and New York. And we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
Yeah! Yeah, that's it. That's it. So much enthusiasm coming out of Iowa. Actually, not too many people showed up. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We've got three big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2, our best-selling deep earth crystals, iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body, and I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So just check it out for yourself, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together, super high quality, winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win. We're seeing unprecedented orders for storable foods. I would have storable foods because 2020 is a very dangerous year. The bubble is so huge and could pop. I hope it doesn't. It's incredibly dangerous and it'll cause. Well, you don't need me to tell you what will happen if this giant bubble pops. So I've been promoting storable foods to everybody because they're high quality. It's insurance you can eat. It lasts 25 years. We go out and find the very best companies that have the very best quality at the very lowest price. And that's My Patriot Supply. And then so that I have my own private label of their full spectrum of food, we private label it as InfoWar Select. And they are saying that they've never sold this much food. They're still able within 7 to 10 days to ship it to you. If you get your orders in on their small orders, their big orders, 7 to 10 days, it will be shipped out to you if you get your order in now. But just as sure as the sun came up, it's all selling out right now. So get your orders in for high quality storable foods right now for all the reasons out there. And it's insurance you can eat and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win.
InfoWarsStore.com.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
There's a lot of phony garbage out there in the world. A lot of people that never deliver. Well, I'm here to tell you, InfoWars has delivered in royal flush, in a handful of Ace of Spades, because of God, because of the audience of activists, and because of the great team at InfoWars. And we are all a team, ladies and gentlemen. So right now, humanity's awakening. It's explosive. It's powerful. It's incredible. But there's major obstacles coming down the road. And the only way we can effectively fight the NWO and stay in the game, like InfoWars is, the tip of the spear, is your financial support. We make it really easy at InfoWarsStore.com. But I am blowing through our backup money right now with our reporters doing triple the work they ever have because they volunteered to do it. And Owen and the rest of the crew will fight 18 hours a day, 7 days a week during this election year that's so critical, but they need the financing to put them in the field. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and fight for your own future.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Let's take a look at what's really behind this shadow app. As I said, the title of the program today, a shadow app for a shadow government, coming from a shadow government. Again, the DNC paid them $60,000. Buttigieg paid them about $20,000, $21,000 actually, and he got about a quarter of the votes. Okay. The technical problems, again, they tried to call in. The company is run by a lot of Clinton staff members, as well as a lot of connections to Buttigieg, actually. The chief officer, in terms of the Clinton connection, is Gerard Nimera, I guess is how you pronounce his name, a veteran of Clinton's presidential campaign. The company itself, Shadow, is funded by a Democrat digital nonprofit group called Acronym. Now, they call it a nonprofit group, and they've actually launched a super PAC, and they call it Pacronym. They have Acronym, and they also have Pacronym. And this is all set up, they say, to come after President Trump. And you've also got one of the guys that was running the Obama campaign, David Plouffe, or is it Plouffe? I don't know. Anyway, I've seen his name a lot, but I haven't really heard it. Backers of Buttigieg include, that are behind this Pacronym and Acronym, Seth Klarman, a billionaire hedge fund CEO. You also got connections to Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, Robbie Mook. He allegedly vetted it along with a former Romney campaign strategist. How did a Romney guy get in with the Democrats? How did Romney himself get in with the Democrats? How did he get picked to be the hedge? We're talking about a hedge fund manager here. Yeah, Mitt Romney was the hedge pick for Obamacare, because you know, he was going to put it through even if something happened and Obama didn't get reelected. But this Romney campaign strategist, Matthew Rhodes, launched a project called Defending Digital Democracy, and they were the ones who tested the app. And this is the connection with Robbie Mook, but Robbie Mook is tweeting out, I know nothing. I know nothing. He's doing a Schultz on this. Acronym itself tried to distance themselves from Shadow. And this is a blatant lie as well, because Acronym's founder, a woman named Tara McGowan, tweeted July 18th, just days before Buttigieg gave them $21,250. And again, you know, he gave that money to them July 23rd. On July 18th, she had tweeted out, "We have acquired a tech company called Groundbase." And then they formally launched it as Shadow Incorporated. So they renamed it and relaunched it after they bought it. And 5 days later, Buttigieg gives them the money as he declares his candidacy. She tweeted on January the 23rd as she got the money. And as Buttigieg is talking about being in the, I'm sorry, this is January 23rd, 2019. She had tweeted out, "Mayor Pete is running." And she puts out heart-eyed emojis. And so as they look at what happened in a postmortem, the Shadow people have said, "We have determined," wait for it, "this was due to a coding issue." It's software. Of course, if you say it doesn't work, it was a coding issue. I mean, these people are really genius level, aren't they? Well, maybe they should learn to code. Maybe they should learn to code. And the Nevada Democrat Party has also paid Shadow $60,000 for website development. And so we're going to have to wait and see if these issues are going to be repeated in corrupt Nevada. Yes, the Shadow knows. The Shadow knows who won and who did not win, but the Shadow is not telling us. Shadow is remaining in the shadows. But I will tell you again who is behind this. Got a lot of connections to people who support Buttigieg. As a matter of fact, this CEO who had tweeted out, Mayor Pete is in. Well, she was all in for Mayor Pete, and her husband works for the Buttigieg campaign. TV writer David Slade claimed the hashtag Mayor Cheat was trending alongside Bernie Won. Those are the two things that were trending yesterday. Mayor Cheat and Bernie Won. And David Slade says, well, while I can't yet prove it, doesn't stop him from his left-wing conspiracy theories. And guess what his conspiracy theory revolves around? Russia. While I can't yet prove it, I feel safe in saying that both Bernie Won and Mayor Cheat are trending because of Russian propaganda accounts. Well, you know, for once, I could actually believe that there was a connection between Bernie and the Russians. I could believe that kind of connection. I mean, you know, not necessarily the Russians today. Maybe what it is Bernie Sanders, maybe he's got a new slogan. Let's make Russia Soviet again, right? Because he went there in the waning days of the Soviet Union to celebrate because that was the country that he most admired. He went there on his honeymoon. And he partied and drank with the Soviet comrades there. Bernie wants to make not only Russia Soviet again, but he wants to make America Soviet completely. And so maybe that's true. I don't know. That's the first one of these Russian conspiracies coming from the left. There they are. It's first one of these Russian conspiracies, Bernie and AOC, occasional communist. She's a communist all the time. She's only occasionally involved her cortex, but she is always a communist when it comes to everything. New details show just how deeply the Iowa caucus app developer was embedded in the Democrat establishment, writes The Intercept. Again, Tara McGowan is still denying that she has any connection to these people, right? And yet they have gotten some people on the inside because, you know, The Intercept, that's Glenn Greenwald's publication. Glenn is a leftist, and so you've got some people in the Bernie Sanders campaign that are upset about this, and rightfully so, I think. I mean, I don't like Bernie, but like him or not, I think he won. And as I tweeted out yesterday, look at all of the things that the establishment has been doing over just the last few days, in the last week or so. They have pulled out all of the stops. You know, Hillary is, you can understand how she would be upset because she lost, right, to President Trump, and how she would be vindictive and how she would pour out all of her scorn, as in hell hath no fury. but to think about what, she's not only a sore loser, she's a sore winner. She's still angry at Bernie Sanders and his people because, folks, it wasn't the Russians. It was the Bernie Sanders supporters who released that information about Hillary Clinton and how she had rigged the primary system with the superdelegates. And then they made a big deal about saying, well, we reformed this. That isn't going to happen again. We won't let the superdelegates vote until the second round. And then last week we had them all talking about, well, you know, maybe we'll let the superdelegates vote again in the first round. You have comments from all these people saying, we've got to stop Bernie. You have Hillary openly condemning him over and over again, saying she will not support him. I mean, how obvious do they have to make this, that they're going to do anything to keep Bernie Sanders from getting the nomination there? And so we're going to take a look at what these people inside are saying, and then we're going to go to President Trump's State of the Union. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The demand for food has not let up. We are selling record amounts of it. Everybody else is basically already sold out, or they have giant wait lists. Our suppliers have it in-house. It's taken 7 to 10 days to deliver because, again, they have to package it. They're running 24 hours a day. But in a few days, they're telling me it may go to a longer wait if you haven't gotten your order in. So I wouldn't procrastinate. We wanted this virus to be petering out. We wanted it to just be hype. Looks like it is really, really bad and is man-made. And so that's why we're seeing the huge freak out. So get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. That helps fund our operation. It's insurance you can eat. A total 360 win. Again, get your food and actually get it delivered at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your order in. It's locked in, guaranteed 7 to 10 days. InfoWarsStore.com. And regardless, it funds the operation. We also have the Immune Gargle at 40% off. We are going to sell out of that, but I'm just keeping it at that sales price. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones here reporting from the road on the incredibly dangerous developments concerning the coronavirus. It has now infected hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people. It is now spread across the entire planet. And, of course, we've now discovered that, indeed, it is man-made and engineered. We're covering it live, all with our team at InfoWars.com/show and band.video. On top of that, we have the patented nano-silver that Congress, A&M, and Homeland Security have certified is able to take out the corona family viruses, the SARS. That's what it comes out of. We have that at 40% off despite the fact it's selling out in three different sizes at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's what I'm using, what my family's using as a frontline defense. Nothing's perfect except, you know, prayer and God's intervention. And we hope that this thing isn't as bad as it looks. But definitely we know why governments are panicking right now, because this is certainly a bizarre virus.
This should really be easier than it is. I'm not here giving you a sales pitch. I'm pointing out the way forward, things that I've discovered that I absolutely know work, that if you will listen to me and try them out for yourself, you will see how amazing it is. And then your support of the product we're selling will help you and will help us, and it's symbiotic. My friends, I harp and harp and harp about iodine because it's the good halogen, fluoride's the bad halogen. And people told me about it for years and I didn't listen. And I'm so thankful that finally I listened to Dr. Group like 8 years ago and started taking true iodine, atomic iodine. We've got it back in stock, X2, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm telling you, folks, get it. It's amazing. Discover the benefits, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. You can't lose unless you don't take action.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, one of the things I find most interesting about this is that the Democrat Party did not, they demanded that the name of the application that was going to be reporting all these things, they demanded that the name of that application, Shadow, we now know it's Shadow, they demanded that that name be kept secret. You know, kind of like the name of the quote-unquote whistleblower, Eric CIA Ramella. You can't know about the shadow app from the shadow government. And now you've got all these other people, like the former campaign manager to Obama's 2008 presidential bid, on the board of the company that owns Shadow. I have no knowledge of Shadow. It was news to me. I know nothing. The CEO knows nothing. And, of course, the people who wrote it know nothing. Or maybe they do know something. See, that's the whole question. Is it incompetence or is it deliberate manipulation. And I don't think that they are simply ignorant. There's plenty of incompetence to go around the Democrat Party, that's for sure. But when you look at this type of thing, the only reason that you would have something like that is because you want to rig the results. And I have shouted this from the rooftop. Get rid of all electronics in the voting process. It's difficult enough when you have paper ballots. As a matter of fact, there was an article from The Onion saying that they have now put out a request for people to provide. They're going to pay big money for this. They're looking, the Democrat Party is now looking for somebody who can produce a pencil where somebody can actually write their preference on a sheet of paper. And even though that can be rigged, there is no perfect solution. We don't live in a perfect world. We just try to do the best that we can. And the best that we can is to have a system that is not going to be easily manipulated from top to bottom and across the country in every single race, every single jurisdiction. And that's what electronic voting allows people to do. It allows these people to rig not just the presidential race, but they'll go all the way down to dog catcher, and they'll do it in every single jurisdiction because it is an enterprise-wide solution for corruption. And I said this before this ever came out. And people were saying, well, you know, this might not be secure. They're kind of rushing this thing in. It hasn't been tested and so forth. No. It's not just incompetence. They want to have some incompetence in there. It's kind of like when HSBC was caught money laundering the first time. And they said, all right, we're going to set up things to scan to make sure that we don't do money laundering for drug cartels and terrorist groups anymore. We will set up an application, and we'll put the terms of anybody that you know at the FBI. You give us those people's names and those locations that you're suspicious about, you know, like the Sinaloa area, whatever. And we will put those names and locations and organizations, we'll put it in a database, and we'll scan that whenever money's being transferred around. And then we had a whistleblower on. I've talked to him multiple times. He was part of the group that they hired. They went out and they said, well, we'll hire investigators to do this as well. So we have an app and we have investigators. Well, it turns out that the investigators that they hired, like the guy that I talked to, they had no experience whatsoever in investigation or in computer programming or, you know, computer science, anything. I mean, they went out and they hired people. They were simply, you know, people to put in place to pretend that something was being done. And if anybody ever reported that they saw a problem, that was kind of frowned on. Don't make waves. We don't really want to know that. And then he started digging. He actually became an investigator after they hired him. And what he found out was that in their database, they would put things like a period in between two words or a space inside of a word. That's something that wouldn't be noticed typically by people if they just glanced at it, but something that would cause it to fail on a character match search. And so you see, there's a level of incompetence that's deliberate. Think about this when we talk about what's going on in this company acronym. And then there are the people who are very competent, but also extremely corrupt. And both of those are at play here. That's why I said it's a contest. What's going on in Iowa? There's a front veneer of scapegoat incompetence, but behind it, there's a lot of corruption. McGowan described one of these individuals, and again, McGowan is the co-founder of Acronym. She had said that she was so excited when they acquired it, and then they renamed it, and she was so excited when Buttigieg started running, and again, her husband is part of that campaign. She described the guy who they put in as the CEO of Shadow, and they are now the sole investor of it. So you see, this company, Acronym, is the sole owner of Shadow, solely and wholly owned by them. But she doesn't know anything about it. And again, let me draw another connection to DARPA and our government and the deep state. And these people who have been trying to remove President Trump from office for the entire time he's been in. DARPA has set up, using Microsoft, again, their preferred partner. They were the first ones who got into PRISM. PRISM was, as we saw from the Ed Snowden leaks, PRISM was the program where they would monitor people. They do data mining of people they were interested in. Microsoft was the very first company to join in that. So DARPA got Microsoft to operate NewsGuard. NewsGuard is what tells you don't listen to anything that InfoWars says. Don't listen to anything that David Knight says. As a matter of fact, I had people send me screenshots and said, you know, I was going through Twitter on my new Chrome browser after I installed this NewsGuard filter in it. And it starts highlighting everything that you say as false and robot and fake news and everything. Doesn't matter. Doesn't look at the content. It's just false because I say it's false, right? It's false because InfoWars said it. But regardless of how many times the New York Times has to give back a Pulitzer Prize, or no matter how many times the Washington Post gets caught in a lie, they are always the gold standard, right? But it's not just NewsGuard. DARPA funded Election Guard. Now, they said, we're concerned. We're concerned about cybersecurity as our elections become more and more electronically controlled. I'm concerned about that, too. I just mentioned that. And again, going back to where were elections first run completely electronically? Venezuela. That was how Hugo Chavez got into power. Nobody in America wants socialism. I can't say nobody. Yeah. AOC wants socialism and the squad wants socialism and Bernie wants socialism. And the, you know, there's some Antifa people out there, but I'm telling you, there is not a consensus for socialism in America. But they have the means to elect a Hugo Chavez. It's called electronic voting. Smartmatic was a company that has been the giant. They've now been bought and sold and the name's been changed and so forth. And they've merged it around and, you know, massaged it around so that you can't tell where it is anymore. But it began in Venezuela. They were pals of Hugo Chavez. And that corruption went out of Venezuela into Central and South America, into the Philippines, many, many elections, Mexico and other places where they have rigged the election. And then they've been brought into the United States by both the Democrat parties and the Republican parties 4 years ago. This is the real problem, folks, the real problem. And the sole investor in this company that is doing Election Guard is Microsoft, and their only money that they have is coming from DARPA. So you know who wants to hack the election? Here's a clue. It's not the Russians that you need to be afraid of. It's the deep state, the same people that are spying on you. In an email that was sent to everyone last Friday, these same people, McGowan and others, who say, we don't know anything about Shadow. They said, cool things are happening around Acronym. And they had bullet point items such as the Iowa caucus is coming on Monday, and the Shadow team is hard at work. They also had the Acronym staffers attend the Shadow staff retreat. You need to pay attention to these company connections. You need to pay attention to the money behind this, the people behind this. That's why I'm very concerned not only about the Clinton and Buttigieg connections to this particular app, but I'm even more concerned about the DARPA connections to Election Guard and News Guard. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Well, it's here, the year 2020. World government's out in the open. We've got the predicted mass pandemics, and they're calling for global government as the answer. And we've got massive, huge censorship taking place that's coordinated by big tech and banks against people that promote America and guns and freedom and Jesus and the family and the protection of the unborn. Wow. Yes, now we know we're right. The New World Order's real, Satanism's real, the pedophile elite real, but we're real as well, and we love God, and we're standing up and saying no. But I just want to make the point here, 1 month into 2020, that we have never been in Kansas. We have never been in some smallville place that didn't matter. Everything we do, every decision we make governs the future of our species and everything we've gone through and everything we're going to go through. So it's an incredible time to be alive. I'm going to thank you all for being aware and being involved. But just remember, your action now via prayer, word of mouth, and financial support of InfoWarsStore.com is critical. So please take action.
It's amazing that we have the only patented nano silver that's been found by Homeland Security to take out SARS, which is the same family as the corona virus. We have it in our Super Silver toothpaste. We have it in our Super Blue toothpaste. We have it in the Immune Gargle products. And, of course, it's in the Super Silver wound gel that is sold nationally. We just private label it from the people that produce it, the nanotech company out of Colorado. And we have a stockpile of it, but we've already sold half of the stockpile of it. And I'm still offering the products at 40 to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com until they sell out, which most of these products are set to sell out within days or then about another week. So go to InfoWarsStore.com to get your Immune Gargle, to get the toothpaste, and to get the Super Silver Wound Gel. But the Immune Gargle is what is so important because you gargle with it and can also drink it. InfoWarsStore.com.
If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge. We now know that more than 60 million people are on total lockdown in China, and the food supplies and medical supplies are running out. We know the virus has already spread to more than a dozen countries, and many Chinese who escaped Wuhan are now confirmed to be arriving on the United States West Coast. We've now confirmed from major food suppliers across the United States that they've already run out of supplies of storable foods because of institutional and governmental buyers. That's right, the rich, the powerful, the elite, big corporations are now buying up food stores at alarming rates. InfoWars private labels for My Patriot Supply and ships right out of the very same factory. They called and let us know that they have bought food forward, that that's going to run out probably in a few weeks, and that people need to order now. They want to be able to get it within 7 to 10 days. But if people wait, it may end up being longer. But if you get your order in now at InfoWarsStore.com, you will be secured to get the food within 7 to 10 days.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
State of the Union, Nancy Pelosi, a severe case of Trump derangement syndrome. As a matter of fact, when I first saw the headlines, it was Nancy Pelosi tears up President Trump's speech. And at first I saw the word, and I thought it was Nancy Pelosi tears. She did everything but cry. So we've got some interesting clips, and we'll tell you some of the things that President Trump had to say. It was really a masterpiece, very touching, the people that he had there, a lot of individuals. There was even a family reunion of a soldier returning from home, and the wife and children not knowing that. It was really a masterpiece, a State of the Union last night. And today he gets acquitted by the Senate. As I was saying, I think that probably the best response to Nancy Pelosi tearing up the speech by President Trump at the end of his speech, I think after the Senate votes this afternoon, it's like 4 o'clock Eastern time, they start speeches, I guess. I don't know when they're going to have the vote, or maybe they are going to have the vote at that point in time. They're going to have speeches up to that point in time. I don't know. We're on Washington time, not really Eastern time, and these people, once the cameras are on them, there is no stopping them. They will go on and on. But after they get finished, voting down Nancy Pelosi's impeachment, I think all the Republican senators need to stand up and rip up those documents like she did the State of the Union speech. I think we need to make that viral. Everybody tell the Republican senators to stand up and rip up Nancy Pelosi's impeachment articles at the end of it, or even better, because this is a lot of paperwork that they sent over, a lot of paperwork. A lot of trees died for this, Democrats. So they should take all of that stuff and feed it to a massive paper shredder and then hold a ticker tape parade for President Trump through Washington. Before we get back to impeachment, I just want to talk about some of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We always try to help you prepare, and you always want to prepare for the worst. You know, back in December, my wife and I took a cruise for our 40th anniversary, which happened the middle of January. And when we were on that cruise, you know, we've now got two cruise ships that are quarantined because of coronavirus being found on them. And I was telling my wife, I was like, the worst thing that could happen would be to be confined in a small area like that with a bunch of sick people. Because when we were on the cruise, everywhere we went, they had these hand, cleansers, you know, like the dispensers for cream, you know, where you could, you go into an eating area, and of course it was all about eating. You go into an eating area and you put the cream on your hands, the antibiotics and so forth, which, you know, don't work with viruses type of thing. But anyway, they were always doing that. And even when you go into the restaurants, as people were queuing up to go in, they would, in addition to the stationary things that were always there and all over the ship, they would have an individual there with a bag of this stuff, squeezing it out, you know, so you could wipe your hands with it again. So I thought, yeah, they're really kind of concerned about a disease like going through the entire ship with everybody living in close quarters and all this kind of stuff. So when you quarantine two cruise ships, there's one in Japan, there's one in Hong Kong now. The people have been quarantined. And now they're seeing the one in Hong Kong. They've got 10 cases of it. This is why, when I look at this kind of stuff, you look at what is the worst case scenario for me. The worst case scenario of this stuff is that I would be quarantined with a bunch of sick people in a kind of a FEMA camp. And then, you know, after they get you in there, they can force an untested vaccine on you. That's the worst case scenario. And that can happen whether this is real or not. It doesn't have to be an engineered virus. It doesn't even have to be a, you know, mistake that got out of the lab. It could be nothing at all. You know, they could just pretend that this is happening in order to quarantine people and then give them an untested vaccine. So I want to make sure that that doesn't happen to me. So we got a couple of different things. You know, we've got things to help you with your immune system. We've got Winter Sun, our vitamin D, 40% off. And that's great regardless of the coronavirus or if you just don't want to get a cold. The best thing that you can do, and this is how I got sick, you know, traveling in confined areas, you know, cruise ships and airplanes and not taking all of my supplements that I take on a daily basis. That's how I got sick, beginning of the year, after that cruise. And so take your Winter Sun, take good supplements that are going to build your immune system, not a flu vaccine that's going to tear down your immune system. But build it up. And so we have Winter Sun, our vitamin D formula, 40% off. And then make sure that you have something that's actually going to work, not like those hand cleaners that are antibiotics. You want to get Nano Silver. Nano Silver is proven in vitro, in laboratories, in a glass container. That's what in vitro means. You see the different viruses like MERS and SARS as well as bacteria. You know, Nano Silver is the only thing that kills viruses and bacteria. And it's non-toxic. And so we have that available in a number of different ways. We have the Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. You can use that as an oral spray. You can spray it on your hands if you want. And we have that in various sizes. We have the 16-ounce bottle that is 20% off. That's a savings of $5. Or you can get all sizes combo. And you can save $21. That's 41% off if you get the all sizes combo. And the nice thing about that is that you've got a small dispenser and you can refill that from the bottle and so forth. We also have our Super Blue Skin Cream that has Nano Silver in it as well. So instead of these, you know, antibacterial hand things, you can use Nano Silver Skin Cream. And it's got some things in there that help your skin as well. besides getting rid of virus and bacteria. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWars Store. We also, of course, have the storable food. That is something, just like these other things, that you can use for a variety of preparedness needs. And they're, you know, the food is going to be storable for 25 years, non-GMO, made in America, the best packaging you're going to find anywhere. And you can find it right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Get it before it sells out. All right, let's go back to the apps. Again, we had, as this thing is rolling out, I was saying there is a level of incompetence that they put up front, and then there is corruption that is behind it. Now, here's the level of incompetence. A precinct captain for Sanders said, we didn't know about the app until like a month ago, and we didn't have access to the app until 3 days ago. This app has never been used in any real election. It's never been tested at a statewide scale, and it's only been contemplated for use for 2 months now, said David Jefferson, who is on the board of Verified Voting. That is a nonpartisan organization that looks at election integrity. Shadow, of course, again, as I said before, was launched by a lot of former staffers to Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign. Nimira, Krista Davis, Anna Rao, James Hickey, many of them. And these are just taken from their LinkedIn profiles. And then, of course, there's the connections to Buttigieg himself, who came out and said at about 11:30, last night, and, you know, they still didn't have any results. They didn't have any, they only had 62% results when they came in at 5 p.m. the next day. But at 11:30 that night, after many, many hours, when they normally would have had a result, Buttigieg came out and said, by all indications, we're going to New Hampshire victorious. Yeah! This may be the equivalent to the Howard Dean scream, coming out. It's why he's being called, Mayor Cheat, Pete the Cheat. And so, trying to pull it back, you've had some of his fans come out and say, Pete Buttigieg was not declaring that he won the Iowa caucus. When he claimed to be victorious, he was speaking figuratively because he said, it's clearly a victory for us and we are going on to New Hampshire victorious. Oh, really? Well, you know, again, as I said before, they always refer to themselves and their campaign in the plural as in we are not amused, right? So, you know, when we look at this, again, this has been in the works for a long time. I said from the very beginning, and I continue to say it, do not make our primaries electric. Go back to paper. DHS said that they offered to test the Iowa caucus app, and they declined. Well, I would have declined it as well. I declined to have DARPA get involved with our election integrity. They call it Election Guard. But they said, yeah, it was going to change everything. It turns out that it did. And many people had said before this happened, a transparency group warned to expect the worst. Yeah, it was supposed to allow precinct captains to seamlessly report their results to party officials. They'd never heard of this thing called the telephone before. And when you look at the bottom line, this is the bottom line, in a system, in a world where we're questioning every aspect of elections, whether they can be trusted, why would you do anything to allow somebody to hack into your election? As that's been the narrative for the last several years. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The demand for food has not let up. We are selling record amounts of it. Everybody else is basically already sold out, or they have giant wait lists. Our suppliers have it in-house. It's taken 7 to 10 days to deliver because, again, they have to package it. They're running 24 hours a day. But in a few days, they're telling me it may go to a longer wait if you haven't gotten your order in. So I wouldn't procrastinate. We wanted this virus to be petering out. We wanted it to just be hype. Looks like it is really, really bad and is man-made. And so that's why we're seeing the huge freak out. So get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. That helps fund our operation. It's insurance you can eat. A total 360 win. Again, get your food and actually get it delivered at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your order in. It's locked in, guaranteed 7 to 10 days. InfoWarsStore.com. And regardless, it funds the operation. We also have the Immune Guard with 40% off. We are going to sell out of that, but I'm just keeping it at that sales price. InfoWarsStore.com.
We've got three big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2 are best-selling deep earth crystals, iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body, and I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So just check it out for yourself, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together, super high quality, winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, there was a story that came out from the Daily Beast. Trump had America's top TV news anchors over for lunch, and he ate them alive. Well, I thought that was a good headline, but actually what they were upset about at the Daily Beast was that there would be a cordial lunch from the media. The media is supposed to slit his throat whenever they get close to him, right? According to the Daily Beast, and that's the way the Daily Beast operates. Daily Beast, BuzzFeed, Daily Beast has come after me many times. They were trying to come after Bill Clinton's illegitimate son. I believe he's his illegitimate son, Danny Williams. He thinks he's Bill Clinton's illegitimate son. He's got a good reason for that. I mean, he had one before they went to the White House. Bill Clinton would have the Arkansas state troopers deliver cash to him every Christmas. He wasn't he wasn't as black as his siblings. His mother said that Bill Clinton was the father, but Bill Clinton won't take a DNA test. And I said at the time, you know, this would actually be something that would help the Clintons. They didn't realize that it would actually help them, but you know, that's just the way Hillary is. You know, but Daily Beast was carrying water for the Clintons. You know, it was there at the last debate that there was a press conference, and I just basically had it with the Daily Beast and these reporters and how vicious they were to Danny Williams. He's a very nice young man with a family. Probably the worst thing that could ever happen to him would be to get involved with the Clintons. He doesn't realize how God is protecting him, keeping him away from the Clintons, and their corruption and money. I basically had it with them, and I got into an exchange with the Daily Beast reporter. And of course, they have tried to get me thrown off of Twitter because, you know, I talked about a parody piece from Babylon Bee, and, you know, they said, well, look at this. He's saying that Hillary Clinton is reptilian DNA. I was like, no, they don't have any sense of humor. And they were very upset about the fact that you had people from NBC and ABC and CBS, and you had people from Fox and PBS and C-SPAN and so forth. And yet, CNN wasn't there. And how dare all these people from establishment media not Hector President Trump as to why CNN is not there, even going so far as to say why he would exclude the cable network run by Trump's former friend, Jeff Zucker. He betrayed his friend, Jeff Zucker, according to the Daily Beast. One of the lunch guests said he was chill. He wasn't angry at all. He was friendly. He was outgoing. He was relaxed, confident that he'll be reelected. Trump was also sanguine about his participation in the fall presidential debate, saying, yeah, I'll do it. Even though he claimed the debate commission is filled with a bunch of never Trumpers. Yeah, that's right. And they will be giving probably, you know, CNN, if they get the information, they will be giving the questions to the opponent of President Trump in advance. You can be sure of that. But of course, we know what the questions are going to be in advance. These establishment media people always ask the same questions about the exact same issues to in every debate every 4 years. They never get off of these safe questions. And so when we look at the Daily Beast's description of the State of the Union, and we're going to take a look at that when we come back from the short commercial break here. They say the State of the Union was half American carnage and half mourning in America. Well, I'll tell you which half was which. The Nancy Pelosi half was carnage. Carnage for the Democrats. And the rest of it, besides Nancy Pelosi, the rest of it was mourning in America, a reference to the commercial that Ronald Reagan had celebrating the success of his first 4 years. Mourning in America. It's just like, yeah. Look at this. You're much better off after 4 years. And that's going to be basically what Trump is going to run on. We'll talk about what he had to say at the State of the Union when we come back. And we will see Nancy Pelosi's tearing up the union paperwork. We'll be right back. Stay with us. There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We'll have a little bit more to say about Democrats and about Iowa. I think there's some interesting things as we look at people's reactions. This one lady at the caucus didn't know that Buttigieg was gay. Obviously not a listener of this program. Obviously didn't ever pay any attention to Buttigieg because it is something that he trumpets. You know, that's one of the reasons that he should be elected, right, according to him. And so it made me start to think, what else is it that people don't know about the Democrats? Do they not know that Bernie is a communist? Do they not know that Elizabeth Warren is not only a liar but a fraud, claiming to hate rich people and yet hiding her investments as we go along? So we'll talk about that coming up as well. But let's talk about the State of the Union, because this is something that set the Daily Beast on fire, as well as Nancy Pelosi. She was really losing it, mumbling to herself, talking to herself, ripping up the paperwork afterwards. She completely lost it. But here's what President Trump had to say. We'll have some clips from President Trump and some really beautiful moments in the presentation last night. He said that we are Americans, we are pioneers, we are pathfinders. We settled the new world, we built the modern world, and we changed history forever by embracing the eternal truth that everyone is made equal by the almighty hand of God. America is a place where anything can happen, the place where anyone can rise. And so as he entered, he came over, and it was the first time, actually, that he and Nancy Pelosi have seen each other since they met back in Syria in October. They didn't meet in Syria. It was kind of fireworks like Syria. They met in October to talk about Syria, and they didn't get along too well then either. He said she was a third-rate lawmaker, and she went on to prove his point by the articles of impeachment. And last night, he met her for the first time since October. And this is what happened, video clip number two.
Not a lot of exchange
he
there.
He hands the speech to Vice President Pence, who's behind him, and he then hands the speech to Nancy Pelosi. Now, he didn't shake the hand of Pence. Pence didn't offer his hand. He didn't shake Pence's hand. He handed the the speech to Nancy Pelosi, and she takes it and puts her hand out, and he basically snubs her. You know, like Elizabeth Warren snubbed Bernie Sanders and the thing is what it looked like. But that may have been a snub. It was well-deserved if it was, but he may have just been handing her the speech because, again, he didn't shake Vice President Pence's hand either. It might have been a snub. And then at the end of the speech, so that's the way it begins. And then we'll show you how it ended. This is how it ended, how it should have ended, I guess, according to Nancy Pelosi. Video clip number one. Just picking up the pieces of paper and ripping as many as she can at one time. And then throwing them off to the side. You know, as I said earlier in the program, I think that today, when they finish voting, all the Republican senators should take her articles of impeachment and do exactly the same thing. They should do exactly, if it's okay for her to do that and the Democrats are applauding that, do you realize, Republican senators, how the rest of America would be applauding you if you were to rip up her articles of impeachment? And that's really what they deserve. Really what they deserve. And again, you could feed them through a paper shredder and hold a ticker tape parade. She was asked why she tore up the speech, and she said because it was the courteous thing to do. There's a good pun there from the New York Post. Tore loser. She said it was the courteous thing to do. It was the courteous thing to do considering the alternative. Zero Hedge asked, one can only wonder what the alternative was. What else would she do with that paperwork? Goodwin, writing at the New York Post, says that Pelosi shamed herself at Trump's State of the Union. He says, here's a question for Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Have you heard of Albert Einstein's definition of insanity? The one where he says it's doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results? To judge by your content, I'm guessing you haven't. Either that or you think Einstein was an idiot. No. She thinks that Einstein is a Russian. Everybody's a Russian. She disagrees with him. He goes on to say, your mumbling and sneering smiles throughout President Trump's powerful address were bad enough. But your decision to tear into shreds your copy of his speech and drop it like a dead fish was shameful beyond measure. Well, I think it was interesting. I actually, I'm not angry about that. I was amused by that. And I think it was really a good thing. It was a good thing for Republicans, just like this Iowa caucus. It shows what these people are made of. It shows that they don't have the temperament or the ability or the honesty to run anything. President Trump went on to say in the State of the Union, socialism destroys nations. That's it. There you go. Instead of MAGA, yeah, that should be your slogan. For this campaign. Socialism destroys nations, and we don't want to destroy America, but the Democrats do. President entered the evening on a roll with his impeachment acquittal imminent, reports AP, and I'm sure that this really grieved them to write this, that he entered on a roll with impeachment acquittal imminent tonight, his job approval numbers ticking upward and Wall Street looking strong. He spent much of the speech highlighting the economy's strength, including low unemployment, and stressing how it has helped blue-collar workers and the middle class. Though the period of growth began under his predecessor, Barack Obama, writes, editorializes AP. See, I thought AP was supposed to be objective. No, they're not objective at all. As a matter of fact, if you want to say that things turned up and really started growing faster, it was as soon as President Trump was elected. He got elected in November, but he didn't take office into January. Where he gets sworn in. But based on the expectations that he was going to cut taxes and help the economy, all of a sudden, people started hiring, people started buying stock and so forth. It was the anticipation of somebody removing the millstone around our neck that immediately started the economy jumping. And it took a year for them to actually pass the tax cuts. And I said at the time, can you imagine when they finally get this done, if they do, how that's going to help the economy? Because just the anticipation of getting these burdens and these chains and these weights off of the economy is helping the economy. And I think that's the way that we need to think about this. I don't like to hear even Republicans talking about creating jobs. The only jobs that the government creates are bureaucratic jobs, and that's a dead weight on all of us. We have to pay for these people, and their sole purpose is to put shackles on us and to micromanage every detail of our life. No, what you do is you can create a job-creating environment. You can create freedom, in other words, right? You can create a free market. You can create economic liberty. But it's individuals who create jobs, typically small businesses. They create a lot more jobs than big business does. Everybody will tell you that. That's not just my opinion. That is a proven fact, and even Democrats will admit that. Not until after they've taken credit for it. As President Trump was talking about unemployment for women being the lowest in almost 73 years, the Democrat women remained seated. Yes, they were dressed like somebody from Escape from the Handmaid's Tale. They all wear the same uniform. Who is imposing that kind of patriarchy on them that they all have to wear white every time they go to a State of the Union? I mean, is that Margaret Atwood making sure that they all have to wear white each time? I mean, isn't that kind of restricting? I mean, where is the individualism? Where is the respect for women that they have to be automatons in this? President Trump said the unemployment rate for women reached the lowest level in almost 70 years. The last year, women filled 72% of all new jobs added. That was last year they happened. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Your support and your help in rebooting Americana as a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well. He's still lacking on the big tech censorship, taking action against that in some other areas, but trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China. Trump's been doing an amazing job, but now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective, and the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way. And so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them, but it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us. We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy.
It is I, the leader of Cobra, here for a message to President Trump, the American people, and Alex Jones of InfoWars. Our operations with our partners, the Communist Chinese, have bought control of your media. But it's true. Your people are beginning to awaken. That's why Cobra is launching operations to trigger race war, mass shootings, and bombings, which will be blamed on those loyal to America. Anyone, once we stage these attacks, that does not blame it on Trump will also be targeted by Cobra in the future. You see, when you expose our false flags and fake media, I will carry out attacks and then blame you, like we've done with Alex Jones, blaming him for mass shootings we committed. Hail Cobra!
We're seeing unprecedented orders for storable foods. I would have storable foods because 2020 is a very dangerous year. The bubble is so huge and could pop. I hope it doesn't. It's incredibly dangerous and it'll cause. Well, you don't need me to tell you what'll happen if this giant bubble pops. So I've been promoting storable foods to everybody because they're high quality. It's insurance you can eat. It lasts 25 years. We go out and find the very best companies that have the very best quality at the very lowest price. And that's my Patriot Supply. And then so that I have my own private label of their full spectrum of food, we private label it as InfoWars Select. And they are saying that they've never sold this much food. They're still able within 7 to 10 days to ship it to you. If you get your orders in on their small orders, their big orders, 7 to 10 days, it will be shipped out to you if you get your order in now. But just as sure as the sun came up, it's all selling out right now. So get your orders in for high quality storable foods right now for all the reasons out there. And it's insurance you can eat, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win.
InfoWarsStore.com.
It was about a week and a half ago that my father
came rushing into my office in the morning and said, son, you've got to see this. The company that holds the patents on the nano silver that's in our toothpaste, that's in our immune gargle, and that's in some of the other great products like the Super Silver Wound Gel, had reports from back in 2007 with the Pentagon working with A&M and Homeland Security, with the director of Homeland Security, certifying in a restricted document, confidential documents was noted as, that this had been proven in their secret test to be knocking out SARS. Well, ladies and gentlemen, regardless, now they authorized us to talk about this. I talked about it on the show last week, just hiding in plain view. This is a product that we had stockpiled and that we're still selling at 40% off or more with the combos, so you can get it in your hands. It's something that's good for everyday use regardless, and it funds the operation. So InfoWarsStore.com for your immune gargle and other products that contain this key nano silver.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at some of the very touching moments in last night's State of the Union. President Trump gave a Medal of Freedom honor to Rush Limbaugh, who was very moved by that. And he also had a woman with her child to make the point about how every child is a miracle of life. I'm going to play that for you now. That's video clip number three, guys.
In 20 years at St. Luke's Hospital in Kansas City, delivered one of the earliest premature babies ever to survive. Born at just 21 weeks and 6 days and weighing less than a pound, Ellie Schneider was a born fighter. Through the skill of her doctors and the prayers of her parents, little Ellie kept on winning the battle of life. Today, Ellie is a strong, healthy 2-year-old girl sitting with her amazing mother, Robin. In the gallery, Ellie and Robin, we are glad to have you with us tonight.
And again, she was born at an age in which it is legal to kill a child. Because if they're not viable, they're not valuable. And that's the point. They are valuable. And they are a miracle of life. And the mother's very touched.
Every child is a miracle of life. And thanks to modern medical wonders, 50% of very premature babies delivered at the hospital where Ellie was born now survive. It's an incredible thing. Thank you very much. Our goal should be to ensure that every baby has the best chance to thrive and grow just like Ellie. That is why I'm asking Congress to provide an additional $50 million to fund neonatal research for America's youngest patients.
Okay, and anybody in the Congress stands to applaud. Nobody is pulling out their Constitution, a pocket copy of the Constitution. Where is it in the Constitution that we have $50 million for neonatal research?
To pass legislation finally banning the late-term abortion of babies.
Yes.
Whether we are Republican, Democrat, or independent, surely we must all agree that every human life is a sacred gift from God. As we support America's moms and dads, I was recently proud to sign the law providing new parents in the federal workforce paid family leave, serving as a model for the rest of the country.
All right. So I'm reminded as I look at that. Look, I feel that we need to protect innocent life. Anybody that listens to this program knows that I think that we should stop abortion from the moment of conception. But it's murder. And you don't have laws against murder from the federal government. I mean, they have laws about terrorism and so forth, things that are crossing state lines. But murder is really a state jurisdictional issue. And it is something under the 10th Amendment that has not been turned over to the federal government to prosecute. The states have the responsibility to do that. And if anybody is going to have a law that is going to define abortion as murder, that needs to be done at the state level. Now, we had the Supreme Court pretend that they have the authority to shut that down. They don't. Roe v. Wade is not the law of the land. Roe v. Wade is the opinion of 5 out of 4 politically appointed judges, and it's a very poorly written opinion as well. It has nothing to do with the Constitution. It draws on a lot of other issues. And, you know, when I looked at this, I'm reminded of the speech by Davy Crockett. Many of you know that speech. It was in the early days of the Republic, and there was a widow whose husband had died. And they wanted to appropriate money for the widow. And Davy Crockett rose and said, look, I feel sorry for this one. I want to honor her husband. I'll be happy to give my own money to support this widow. And I would call on all of you in the Congress to do the same. But it is to give the public money to this lady. This is not our money to give. They didn't have the authority to help that lady. And at some point, we got to realize that we don't have as much as I would like to see, $50 million to fund neonatal research for America's youngest patients. That's not President Trump's money to give. That's not the Republicans or the Democrats' money to give, as they're all standing in applause. I think it's a great cause. I think it's something that needs to be done. But just because you like something doesn't mean the federal government has the authority to do it. And if you throw away the Constitution, we wind up with a dictatorship, which is exactly what we don't want from the Democrats. I said many times, Elizabeth Warren wants to run not for president, but for dictator. She thinks that when she gets in, that she doesn't have to have even the approval of Congress. She can hand out $50,000 checks to every college kid with college debt. She didn't have the authority for that. Nowhere in the Constitution. They're just making this stuff up. But you know what? President Trump doesn't have the authority to hand out $50 million for neonatal research either. He doesn't have the authority to require the families provide family leave. And I'm afraid that the president and the Congress doesn't have the authority to make abortion illegal. That is something that belongs to the states. And we've got to get back to the Constitution or we're done. We're done in America. So I hate to be a curmudgeon about that, but the Constitution really does matter. It matters more than a party. It matters more than a president. And if you don't believe that, we don't have any hope of saving this country. But let's take a look at some of the other touching moments. We had, actually, we don't have enough time for this because I want you to see this whole thing. A very touching moment where there is a reunion of a mother and her children with their husband who has been in Afghanistan. They did not know that he was there. President Trump honored her as a wife and a family that were left behind, troops in Afghanistan. And then after everybody applauded, she sees her husband coming down. A very touching moment. However, wouldn't it be nice if it wasn't just one person coming back and if he didn't have to go back? Wouldn't it be nice if we didn't continue to send troops to Afghanistan? And when I saw that, it only underscored to me the fact that President Trump had promised to end this. And as he looks at the victory tonight, where the impeachment is rolled back, I can't help but believe that this whole thing has been used, whether it was intended that way from the very beginning or not, it has been used by Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham and the military-industrial complex in a good cop, bad cop. Of course, the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff are the bad cops. But the good cops, Lindsey Graham, these people come running to the rescue. And now you've got a lot of soldiers who are staying in Afghanistan instead of coming home to their families. And we don't need to be there. And we're losing that war. And we don't have a defined objective of what winning even looks like there. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists, because I'm committed to a future for humanity, and I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar, and you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it.
The demand for food has not let up. We are selling record amounts of it. Everybody else is basically already sold out, or they have giant wait lists. Our suppliers have it in-house, and it's taken 7 to 10 days to deliver because, again, they have to package it. They're running 24 hours a day. But in a few days, they're telling me it may go to a longer wait if you haven't gotten your order in. So I wouldn't procrastinate. We wanted this virus to be petering out. We wanted it to just be hype. Looks like it is really, really bad and is man-made. And so that's why we're seeing the huge freak out. So get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. That helps fund our operation. It's insurance you can eat. A total 360 win. Again, get your food and actually get it delivered at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your order in. It's locked in, guaranteed 7 to 10 days. InfoWarsStore.com. And regardless, it funds the operation. We also have the Immune Guard with 40% off. We are going to sell out of that, but I'm just keeping it at that sales price. InfoWarsStore.com.
Well, it's here, the year 2020. World government's out in the open. We've got the predicted mass pandemics, and they're calling for global government as the answer. And we've got massive, huge censorship taking place that's coordinated by big tech and banks against people that promote America and guns and freedom and Jesus and the family and the protection of the unborn. Wow. Yes, now we know we're right. The New World Order's real, Satanism's real, the pedophile elite are real, but we're real as well, and we love God, and we're standing up and saying no. But I just want to make the point here, 1 month into 2020, that we have never been in Kansas. We have never been in some smallville place that didn't matter. Everything we do, every decision we make governs the future of our species and everything we've gone through and everything we're going to go through. So it's an incredible time to be alive. I'm going to thank you all for being aware and being involved. But just remember, your action now via prayer, word of mouth, and financial support of InfoWarsStore.com is critical. So please take action.
I want to talk about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste, and it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now, because I like the way it feels.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds, this is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at some of the other highlights of yesterday's State of the Union. You know, as I talked about the goals that President Trump was talking about, he said, yeah, we want to help families stay together, so we're going to have a, you know, paid family leave bill and so forth. You know what we need to do? We need to stop paying CPS to persecute families. Instead of family leave bills, why don't we have a bill to leave families alone? Because 84% of the people who are harassed by CPS, and again, this is, you talk about families being separated from their children, the CPS bureaucracy is five times bigger than the entire ICE budget. $29 billion versus $6 billion. So you got $6 billion for ICE, and you got $29 billion of the CPS bureaucracy. 84% of the cases, nobody is even accused of physical or sexual abuse. 84% of the cases, kids are taken away without due process. The parents don't know what the charges are. I've had Dwight Mitchell on many times. As a matter of fact, he's put together a list of 10 videos to inform you of what your rights are and how this system is set up to take kids away from their families and to put them into a child trafficking network. Kidnap your kids and put them in a child trafficking network. So that's something that I would applaud. That's $29 billion. Why can't we just get the government to leave us alone? And why can't we get them to follow the Constitution? You have no authority for a family leave bill. You have a mandate to leave families alone, but you won't do that. So it bothers me when I look at this. And another one of these issues that, you know, was brought to the forefront. I am absolutely about homeschooling. And I'm about private schooling. And I'm about getting rid of the government school system. Anybody who listens to this program knows that. And President Trump brought in a mother and her child from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Stephanie and Janiyah Davis from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The daughter is a fourth grade student. For too long, she's been assigned to low-performing schools. Stephanie Davis is a hard-working single mother. By that, that is really admirable that she wants to take control of her child's education. And she needs to be helped in every way possible. But again, it's not our money to give. And President Trump was not saying that this was something that was coming from the federal government. This is something that could be done at the state level. What President Trump was talking about was the fact that the Democrat governor of Pennsylvania, Tom Wolf, had vetoed a tax credit scholarship to help this happen for a single parent who is working. And I look at that, and it's like at the state level, they do have the authority for that. Is that a good thing? Well, I would just say to people, be careful what you wish for. Be careful what you wish for. That might work, but you're going to have to put in some very careful restrictions on what the government can do, because right now the Democrats are fighting any kind of educational choice anywhere across the board because they want to control it with their educational bureaucracy and their unions. And so they're adamantly opposed to that. But I'll tell you, if these things pass, they will, the next way that they will approach this will be to start to attach strings to that money. So, you know, I don't have a problem with people getting tax credits for that. I even have less of a problem with what's going on in Montana. The Montana Department of Revenue would allow people to get a tax credit, an income tax credit, if they donated to people. Now, this is not really taxpayers' money. This is somebody saying, you know, you look at it all the time. We've established the idea that if it's a good charitable foundation, we want to encourage that. And so states everywhere have given tax deductions or tax credits for people who are contributing money to a good cause. That's an established principle everywhere, every state. And as a matter of fact, when we were in North Carolina, I was working with the Libertarian Party, I proposed this. This is our plan. I said, let's let people, you don't have to be related to the person to help them. You got a single mother like this mother here. Instead of it becoming an entitlement program that's provided by the government at any level, let's make this so that any individual can provide, can give money directly to these people and get a tax credit for that. Why wouldn't you do that? And that's exactly what they did do in Montana. And so that has now been taken all the way to the Supreme Court. They've heard arguments about this. They're still waiting to decide this. They heard this at the end of January. This was a program that was passed back in 2015. So for 4 years, they've been pushing this. And it's just a $150 credit. It's not even a lot of money. $150. But I tell you right now, the Democrats hate choice so much. That's why I said they're not pro-choice. They don't want you to choose what medicine you're going to have. They don't want you to choose what vaccines you're going to have or what schedule you're going to have. They don't want you to make any choices about your child's education. They are anti-choice. They're authoritarian. They are totalitarian because they are anti-choice and authoritarian about every single issue. Totally. Totally. As AOC would say. One individual said, I feel like we're being excluded simply because we're people of religious background or because our children want to go to a religious school. And this is the problem that they're having is because they said, well, wait a minute. This person is getting $150 tax credit, you know, a deduction from their taxes to support you to go to school, the school of your choice, and you choose to go to a religious school. But see, we give deductions for people to give money to churches. You know, the 501c churches, because, you know, it's a tradition in Western civilization, the churches not be taxed because we thought the churches were a good thing. We think that education is a good thing, so stop taxing it. I think health care is a good thing, so stop taxing my money and then handing it back to me as an allowance. In other words, you want to talk about single payer health care and the high cost of health care and the high cost of insurance and so forth. Stop trying to centralize things. That always makes it more expensive. But if you're going to talk about the money aspect of it, let me pay for my health expenses and my family's health expenses before I send the money to you. Make it all tax deductible, or a tax credit would be even better. But right now, you know, they take, I think it's like 10% of your adjusted growth income. That's just thrown away. So you got to spend more than 10%, and then after that you get a tax deduction, which is only going to be a dollar for dollar savings as to whatever your tax bracket is. So if you've got a 25% tax bracket, they'll throw the first 10% of what you spent on medical expenses away. And then the remaining, 90%, you're really only going to save 25% of that 90%. They ought to let you save all of that, because, they're complaining about how expensive it is. I feel that same way about education. Those are good things. Let me pay for my kids' education first before I send the money to you. Let me pay for my health care first before I send the money to you. You just simply want control over my life. And that's never been more clear than today, when neither the Democrats nor the Republicans believe that the deficit matters anymore, that the debt matters anymore. Why are they even bothering to tax us? Well, it's because they don't want you to have any disposable income, because they don't want you to have any choice about anything in your life. And so when we look at this, again, why would that even be an issue if we allow people to take tax deductions, as we historically have, for money that they give to churches? If you're going to get a tax credit, and if it's going to come from the state government, just be careful that you don't have any strings attached. But these people are all before the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court, because we now have judicial supremacy, right? You want to end the tyranny of the federal government, the first place you start is by ending judicial supremacy. We have a division of power. All power is not concentrated in the federal government, but they pretend that it is. And then they have a hierarchical view of the federal government, with the judiciary at the top, the Supreme Court at the very top, or even to the extent that any single federal judge can veto what the president does, even when what he does is directly stated in the Constitution as one of his powers. We've gotten that far along. So, yeah, we do have tyranny, and it is coming from judicial supremacy. We'll be right back with more from the State of the Union. Stay with us.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast,
Non-greasy formula, small and easily stored. It can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this silver cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered Can't Miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
InfoWarsLife.com. 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 You go to that URL, it takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com where you find the 60-plus products where we've gone out and researched what is the best, what gives people the best results. We either private label it or we develop our own with top developers. And folks, I'm telling you, you can see the difference in me, my energy, my focus. I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 4 months. It's incredible. So do yourself a favor. Try out the products if you've been on the fence. You can't lose except if you don't take action. Because when you buy the products, you're funding the operation that is always delivering thanks to your support and God's grace and our action. But you need these products. That's the real reason you want to get them, is because they're amazing. And then when you get great results, please tell others about it. Word of mouth. That's how we expand in the face of the NWO instead of imploding. We're fighting to win, and we are winning thanks to you. This should really be easier than it is. I'm not here giving you a sales pitch. I'm pointing out the way forward, things that I've discovered that I absolutely know work, that if you will listen to me and try them out for yourself, you will see how amazing it is. And then your support of the product we're selling will help you and will help us, and it's symbiotic. My friends, I harp and harp and harp about iodine because it's the good halogen, fluoride's the bad halogen. And people told me about it for years, and I didn't listen. And I'm so thankful that finally I listened to Dr. Grip like 8 years ago and started taking true iodine, atomic iodine. We've got it back in stock, X2, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm telling you, folks, get it. It's amazing. Discover the benefits, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. You can't lose unless you don't take action. We've got three big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2, our best-selling Deep Earth Crystals iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body, and I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So just check it out for yourself, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together, super high quality, winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're taking a look at the State of the Union. An excellent State of the Union by President Trump. He had some very moving moments in it, and we've been going through these. One of the individuals is recognized there. Actually, is a grandfather and his son, or maybe a great-grandson. This is a Tuskegee Airman, 100 years old, and he was there at the State of the Union. He flew during World War II 409 combat missions, and he's 100 years old. And he was there with his grandson, who stood up and was recognized by President Trump. And he wants to go to space and be one of the first people, I guess, as part of the Space Force. I'm not going to get into the Space Force. not a big supporter of that. But still, a very touching moment. A 100-year-old Tuskegee Airman with all that combat experience behind him. And then there was a very touching moment as a mother had a surprise reunion with her husband coming back from Afghanistan. Let's play that video clip number 4.
War places a heavy burden on our nation's extraordinary military families, especially spouses like Amy Williams from Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and her two children, six-year-old Eliana and three-year-old Rowan. Amy works full-time and volunteers countless hours helping other military families. For the past 7 months, she has done it all while her husband, Sergeant First Class Townsend Williams, is in Afghanistan on his fourth deployment in the Middle East. Amy's kids haven't seen their father's face in many months. Amy, your family's sacrifice makes it possible for all of our families to live in safety and in peace, and we want to thank you. Thank you, Amy.
And she's very somber. They're with her two kids. Everybody's applauding for her. She's standing right next to Melania Trump. And this goes on for a while. There's close-ups of her and the children. And then, unknown to her, President Trump has a surprise. Let's go back to the broadcast.
There is one more thing. Tonight, we have a very special surprise. I am thrilled to inform you that your husband is back from deployment. He is here with us tonight, and we couldn't keep him waiting any longer.
That is very touching as he picks up the children one by one and then hugs his wife. We should be seeing more of that, shouldn't we? I thought we would be seeing thousands of those types of reunions by now, just from Afghanistan alone. We have to end these endless wars that were got us in, that we got involved with, that have been continued by Obama. And I hope that President Trump does that. I'm concerned that's not going to happen. All right, let's talk about some of the other guests that President Trump had at the State of the Union. There was a Cincinnati veteran who has battled addiction and homelessness and has now turned his life around with the help of, wait for it, not a Silicon Valley billionaire, not the people who are shutting down our First Amendment and free speech, our free press, our free speech. No, no, not any of those people. He wasn't helped by Google or Facebook or Twitter. No, he was helped by a small company, R Investments. Tony Rankins, a veteran who had battled addiction and homelessness after serving in the U.S. Army in Afghanistan, he suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder. He became addicted to drugs. He lost his job. He lost his family. He went to prison for several sentences, and then he ended up living out of his car in the Nashville area. Around this time, he found a construction site that was run by a company called R Investments. They hired him, and they helped him to move to Cincinnati. They helped to train him in carpentry, painting, brickwork, other construction trades, gave him access to housing for their workforce. This is the kind of stuff that small companies do, by the way. Now living in Cincinnati, he is drug-free and reunited with his wife. That is a great story. Here's another story, somebody very similar to the man who was featured at the State of the Union, but it's not such a great story. This is a story of shame. And just as we see the happy reunion of a soldier returning from Afghanistan, we understand that for the most part, the system is separating people from their family in the military, sending them to a war for which we have no plan, no idea how to win it. All of the generals are saying that we're losing that war, but they will not leave. They are adamant that they're not going to leave. And even when President Trump said we're going to leave, they said, no, we're not going to leave. We're not going to leave. And they're still there. But as we look at this veteran who did get his life together, even though he became drug addicted because of his experience, he became homeless, he had to go to prison several times. We have a U.S. veteran in Louisiana. He was honorably discharged. He had fought in Operation Desert Storm. And then he went through the same things that Tony Rankins did. But unfortunately for him, he fell into the mandatory minimums of our war on drugs. He got into his nightmare. Back in 2008, an undercover cop knocked on his door and asked to buy some weed. He had 0.69 grams, barely enough to roll two joints, reports Free Thought Project. He didn't have enough pot for two joints. He sold it for $30. And, he is now facing life in prison. Life in prison. Because he had some previous experiences, just like this man who was honored at the State of the Union, Tony Rankins. He had also had some previous crimes. But he had never hurt anybody. It had all been nonviolent. They were all of his crimes or misdemeanors. But somehow, under the mandatory minimum regime, our quote-unquote justice by algorithm, he's going to get life in prison. Now, I ask you, if this doesn't offend your basic sensibilities as a human being, if it doesn't offend your understanding of the Constitution, then let me just appeal to you on the basis of money, because some conservative Republicans can only understand that. And it's conservative Republicans I speak to because they're the ones who are cheering this. Under the mistaken idea that sending somebody to prison for selling two joints, sending them to prison for life, somehow is helping that person or helping society. How much does it cost to jail him every single day? Many, many times more than the amount of pot that he sold to that undercover officer who set him up. How does that help society? How does that help your pocketbook? Do you like paying those massive fees to the prison industrial society that we have here in the United States? We have, it makes absolutely no more economic sense than Elizabeth Warren's health care program, the prison program of Ronald Reagan, the mandatory minimums. That ought to offend everybody just on an economic basis, let alone the idea of the Constitution, excessive fines, excessive punishment. That's precisely what this is. And it's guilt that is, you know, we look at this and the way that they are applying these mandatory minimums. Again, I contrast it to the other side. Look at what's happening in New York City. No bail for people. Many of them who are accused, alleged, you know, you're not convicted. As soon as you're arrested, you know, they say, well, here's the evidence, judge, and the judge would determine what the bail is. Is this credible? Is this person done something that's dangerous? Well, even when they have done something that's dangerous in New York City, even when it is credible, there's no discretion. The person gets out. And that includes things like attempted manslaughter with a vehicle. Many different violent crimes. If they're alleged to have committed that, they just get out of jail for free. They give them tickets to a sporting event or a concert if they do come back for trial. Now, you can be accused of all kinds of sex offenses against children, and you get out bail-free in New York City. This is justice by algorithm, and I am just as offended by that as I am by the mandatory minimums. And you ought to be offended by both of those as well. As one of the individuals representing him said, courts have a duty to make sure the punishment fits the crime. Now, that sounds familiar. It seems like I've heard that before. I think Gilbert Sullivan did a song about that. Let the punishment fit the crime. You know, they did an entire opera on trial by jury, because that used to be one of the very foundations of our civilization, trial by jury, and let the punishment fit the crime. We don't even think about that anymore. That's not even something that we look at. Mandatory life sentence for the smallest amounts of marijuana. You know, and I looked at the contrast of this story with the individual who was able to turn his life around. Both of them damaged by the military. Both of them, you know, addicted to drugs, committing crimes. One guy gets a life sentence. The other guy gets applauded in the State of the Union. We need to do this. We need to fix this system, folks. If you want to keep us on air, we really do need your help right now, and you need to be preparing for what is coming down the pike. We've got some great products at InfoWarsStore.com. Take a look at our immune gargle products. You can buy them in different sizes. We've got 20% off a 16-ounce bottle. You can get 40% off if you get the all-sizes combo. We have 33% off our Super Blue Skin Cream. That has nano silver in it as well. Nano silver kills virus as well as bacteria. And don't forget to prepare with select storable food. InfoWarsStore.com.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The demand for food has not let up. We are selling record amounts of it. Everybody else is basically already sold out, or they have giant wait lists. Our suppliers have it in-house. It's taken 7 to 10 days to deliver because, again, they have to package it. They're running 24 hours a day. But in a few days, they're telling me it may go to a longer wait if you haven't gotten your order in. So I wouldn't procrastinate. We wanted this virus to be petering out. We wanted it to just be hype. Looks like it is really, really bad and is man-made. And so that's why we're seeing the huge freak out. So get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. That helps fund our operation. It's insurance you can eat. A total 360 win. Again, get your food and actually get it delivered at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your order in. It's locked in, guaranteed 7 to 10 days. InfoWarsStore.com. And regardless, it funds the operation. We also have the immune guard with 40% off. We are going to sell out of that, but I'm just keeping it at that sales price. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Broadcasting with the power of the First Amendment. It's The David Knight Show.
I was just talking about the guy who got a life sentence for less than, 0.7 grams of marijuana. It's barely enough to roll two joints. A life sentence. How do we tolerate that in America? How can that possibly be reconciled with the Eighth Amendment? Well, it can't. And as I said, you know, going back to Gilbert and Sullivan, it was from the Mikado that they said, let the punishment fit the crime. I mean, these used to be foundational elements of society that they would even write comic operas about. They wrote a comic opera about trial by jury. That was the name of the entire opera. But now trial by jury is as out of fashion as Gilbert and Sullivan or powdered wigs, isn't it? We don't think that we need trial by jury anymore. But folks, we have never needed it more. Never needed it more. And yet we have a case where somebody who was simply handing out information to jurors in front of a courthouse is now being punished. You wonder how we get to a situation where we have corporations in control of the public square telling you what you can say? Well, it happens because of things like this. It happens because we've lost every connection to the foundations of our society, the rule of law, the Constitution, and this is a great example of it. In 1997, the U.S. Supreme Court, and of course we have to pretend that they have the final word on everything, even though they changed their opinions from time to time. But they did say, in 1997, leafleting and commenting on matters of public concern are classic forms of speech that lie at the heart of the First Amendment. They actually got that right. And speech in public areas is at its most protected on public sidewalks, a prototypical example of a traditional public forum. And again, I won't get off into a tangent. I might talk about this a little bit later because we've now had Twitter locking James O'Keefe out because of some of his reports with the Bernie brothers. Twitter is a public forum. It is a digital public square, as Jack Dorsey has said at least 8 times in congressional testimony. Google has said that about YouTube as well. But, of course, they now own it. And even though in 1946 we had Marsh versus Alabama, the Supreme Court said, even if the public square is privately owned, it's still the public square and you can't censor it. Well, now you can. Now you can. We don't care. See, that's how the Supreme Court decisions go. Yes, no, yes, no, we don't care. But you should care. The Michigan Court of Appeals, however, has a different view of the First Amendment, one that you will not find in the Constitution. In Michigan versus Wood, a 2018 case, the Michigan Court of Appeals upheld the criminal conviction of Keith Eric Wood for handing out pro-jury nullification pamphlets while standing on the public sidewalk outside his local courthouse. And this is not just about jury nullification. It's about informing jurors of what their rights are and their duties as jurors are. Trial by jury has absolutely no meaning if they're not informed that they are to stand in judgment of not only the law, but how the penalties are going to be applied. You know, I just talked about this guy who got a U.S. veteran who's got life in prison for selling 0.7 grams of weed. Now, if I was on a jury, and I hope if you were on a jury and you knew that that was the mandatory minimum, you wouldn't care whether he'd sold that. You would have said, well, even if he didn't recognize the fact that there is no authority to prohibit marijuana, there is no amendment like they did for alcohol, the 18th Amendment and the 21st Amendment tell you that the government had no authority to prohibit alcohol because of the 9th and 10th Amendment. But even if you didn't understand that, you would look at that and say, well, I think that's excessive punishment. I'm not going to convict that guy, even though he did that. I think that is so, the law, the mandatory minimums are so out of whack. I'm not going to convict anybody of that. You're going to have to change your so-called justice system before I'm going to convict anybody of those types of conditions. We'll talk more about this jury nullification activist when we come back. Stay with us.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. Chill Force is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to Brain Force Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking at the top of the hour about this case in Michigan. Michigan versus Wood, a 2018 case that has now gone before the Michigan Court of Appeals. They have upheld a criminal conviction of a man who is handing out information about how juries should operate. And this is information that you will find in the state constitution of many states. Years ago, I interviewed New Jersey Weed Man because of jury nullification. The issue of whether he was smoking weed or how much he had was not the point. The overriding issue was jury nullification. And he had successfully defended himself. He had been a medical marijuana patient in California. They did not have that kind of law in New Jersey. But, of course, New Jersey Weed Man being New Jersey Weed Man, he was very high profile. He had his hair in dreadlocks. He was always challenging the marijuana laws in New Jersey. And when they arrested him for marijuana, he had a quantity that they were going to put him away forever because, just you have this amount, then you're going to go to jail for that amount of years. You know, justice by, quote-unquote, justice by algorithm. And if you don't understand where this is ultimately headed, it is going to be an algorithm. You're going to have computers replacing the judges. I've already talked about that. Wouldn't it be nice if we just had machines doing this? Because, you know, they've taken the discretion out of this. The human element has been removed from it. The judges sentencing, as well as at the beginning of the process in New York City, taking out the discretion of the judge in terms of bail. Is this person dangerous? Well, I can't decide about that. We're just going to turn them loose. These are the people who are demanding red flag laws, but they don't want any bail set on any individuals, right? It doesn't matter if you're a pedophile. It doesn't matter if you are alleged pedophile or you've been arrested because you got violent with people. No, just turn them out. Turn them out. I mean, this is the insanity of algorithmic justice. But if you want to talk about how juries work, if you want to, and this is laid out not only established principle of history, but it is also in the state constitutions, and New Jersey Weed Man, when he looked at it, he said, you know, and this was years ago, when I first came here at InfoWars, it was maybe 6 years ago or so, and he said, well, you know, they have these mandatory minimums. I'm going to go to jail for a very long time. My only hope is jury nullification. He said, I think about 60% of the people, maybe 70% of the people, don't agree with marijuana laws. So I'm going to argue that to the jury that they shut this down. And so his first trial, he had printed up right out of the New Jersey Constitution, the thing that the jurors have a responsibility to not only judge the facts of the case, but whether or not they think that the law itself is just, and whether or not they think that the penalties that will be applied are just. So you got three things to consider. Did this person really do it? Okay, if they did it, then is this a law that should be enforced? Because, see, the point of jury nullification is that is where the people can shut down an out-of-control government. Do we have an out-of-control government? Oh, you better believe we do. We've never had a government that's more out of control. This government is far worse than the government that we fought a revolution against. And we need to have a peaceful way to stop these overreaches, or we will have violence. But they don't want that anymore. And so he held that up in the first trial, right out of the New Jersey Constitution, and the judge said, put that away. If you don't put that away, I'm going to charge you with contempt, and you're just going to go to jail right now and stay there forever. So he put it away, but he said the jury had already seen it. And so they knew that. And so he got a hung jury. I think it was 7 out of 12 people voted to acquit him, but the prosecutor came back for a second time. Second time he goes to jail, goes to trial. He has a different judge, and that judge let him put up a quote from the New Jersey Constitution. What a radical judge that was. Wow. You mean a judge that's going to let the jury see the law? See, that's the problem with all this. They don't want the jury informed. That's why we talk about it as the fully informed jury movement. And so when he was allowed by that judge to leave that card up, say, yeah, I did it. You want to send me to jail forever? You want to pay for my prison forever? When he left that up, he got acquitted unanimously. And, you know, when you get acquitted, they can't try you again. If you get a hung jury, they can come after you 3 times, I think. Depends on different state jurisdictions how many times they can come after you. But he got fully acquitted, 12 to nothing. They said, we're exercising jury nullification. We don't agree with the marijuana laws. Now, in this particular case, there wasn't a specific trial that was involved. When they charged this guy, as they frequently do, they charged him, as they try to do, they charged him with jury tampering. Now, what was he doing? He was standing in front of the courthouse just handing out a generic pamphlet. And I've covered the content that's on these fully informed jury association pamphlets many times. It goes back to the trial of William Penn. A guy who, the Quaker religion was banned because all religions were banned except for the established state religion in England. And so they told the Quakers they couldn't meet in the church. So they met on the church steps because they padlocked, they continued to do it. So they padlocked the church. They met on the steps. And so then when they met on the steps, they arrested William Penn. The jury said, yeah, they violated the law, but I don't agree with that law. They let him go. And the judge was so furious that he locked up Edward Bushnell, who was the foreman of the jury and the number two guy. And they were there for a while in prison. And finally, their lawyer said, Judge, show us the law that they violated. Habeas corpus. Show me the written law that they violated. Oh, well, okay, he didn't. That established both habeas corpus and jury nullification. That has been a tradition of English and American law. It has been enshrined in many of our state constitutions. And yet, in Michigan, they say that if you tell somebody about that, that general idea of what the jury's responsibility is, that's jury tampering. And that's what this case is about. And now you've got the Michigan Court of Appeals that said, yeah, that's jury tampering. And folks, if that's jury tampering, then what I'm doing right now is jury tampering. Come and arrest me, you people in Michigan. We got people listen to this program in Michigan. So why don't you come and arrest me? because I'm telling people general information about how our legal system is supposed to operate under law. You're the ones who are subverting the law. You're the ones who are inviting open revolution, not me. You're the ones who are violating the law. Yeah, I've been censored on social media for talking about stuff like this. For talking about vaccines and climate change and all their no-nos. They'll censor me for talking about jury nullifications. The next thing is you get arrested for that type of thing. That's already happening all over. They're proposing to criminalize speech. They've already arrested Julian Assange. They've arrested Glenn Greenwald. They've got people that are talking about criminalizing. You know, Elizabeth Warren talking about it here in the U.S. In the U.K., they're saying, well, anybody that we don't like what they're saying, we're going to make that a criminal offense. Yeah, they'll start arresting us for talking about general ideas here. Because we're talking about jury tampering. They're not threatening. He wasn't threatening any jurors, you know, like a la Godfather style. he wasn't talking about a specific case. He was talking about general information about what the role of jurors is. And so what I'm doing right now is jury tampering, because I'm talking to people in Michigan about how they need to judge not only the facts of the case, but they need to judge whether or not the law is good and how it's going to be applied. Isn't it interesting that these judges who will tell the juries, you are not to consider the law, whether you agree with that or not. You're only to look at the facts of the case. And then they will tell, they will arrest somebody outside who isn't talking about the facts of the case. How can that be jury tampering? If the jury is listening to the judge and say, you gotta pay attention only to the facts of the case, and he's not talking to them about the facts of the case, how could that possibly be jury tampering? It isn't. It isn't. It is pure speech. And you have people at the Cato Institute, legal scholars. Their comment was, the state not only lacks a compelling interest in censoring the speech at issue here, but rather has no legitimate interest at all in preventing people like Mr. Wood from educating their fellow citizens about the injustice preventing role that jurors have played in our system of government for more than eight centuries. But unfortunately now, today, they don't, for the most part, because as we saw with General Flynn, you get intimidated. They blackmail you, they intimidate you, they add specious charges to get you to plea bargain. And then we have jurors who don't know what their roles are. Well, now you do. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product. And we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste. And it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste, concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also mineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Alex Jones here, reporting from the road on the incredibly dangerous developments concerning the coronavirus. It has now infected
hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people. It is now spread across the entire planet. And, of course, we've now discovered that, indeed, it is man-made and engineered. We're covering it live, all with our team at InfoWars.com/show and band.video. On top of that, we have the patented nanosilver that Congress, A&M, and Homeland Security have certified is able to take out the corona family viruses, the SARS. That's what it comes out of. We have that at 40% off despite the fact it's selling out in three different sizes at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's what I'm using, what my family's using as a frontline defense. Nothing's perfect except, you know, prayer and God's intervention. And we hope that this thing isn't as bad as it looks. But definitely we know why governments are panicking right now, because this is certainly a bizarre virus.
There's a lot of phony garbage out there in the world. A lot of people that never deliver. Well, I'm here to tell you, InfoWars has delivered in royal flush, in a handful of Ace of Spades, because of God, because of the audience of activists, and because of the great team at InfoWars. And we are all a team, ladies and gentlemen. So right now, humanity's awakening. It's explosive. It's powerful. It's incredible. But there's major obstacles coming down the road, and the only way we can effectively fight the NWO and stay in the game like InfoWars is the tip of the spear, is your financial support. We make it really easy at InfoWarsStore.com. But I am blowing through our backup money right now with our reporters doing triple the work they ever have because they volunteered to do it. And Owen and the rest of the crew will fight 18 hours a day, 7 days a week during this election year that's so critical, but they need the financing to put them in the field. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and fight for your own future.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Is there any level of indignity and intrusion that Americans will stand up to anymore? When I see this story, TSA claims that forcing a woman to take down her pants and her underwear is, quote, not a strip search. Well, we can argue about what a strip search is, but that's missing the point. We should not have to show our papers to any kind of Nazis in order to travel around this country. And that's what we have become now. You want to get upset about it. You want to call people Nazis. It's the TSA that you need to be looking at with this stuff. And these are the people who are going to be controlling our every movement if we don't get this under control. Absolutely amazing as this continues to go. And, you know, when I first came here to InfoWars, it was right as they were rolling out the scanners. You know, they'd had the underwear bomber, false flag attack, as the lawyer Haskell had pointed out. He's left the country now. You know, it's just like the person who I interviewed to get the job here. I did that as part of a contest that Alex had 7 years ago, 8 years ago almost. And it was an elderly college professor who was a fully informed jury activist. And he was so used to being hassled and arrested that when the police would approach him as he is handing out these pamphlets about what juries must do, what their duty is. We call it jury duty, don't we? Well, here's what your duty is as a juror. He was so used to being harassed by these people, he had learned that in order to keep them from hurting him, he would get down on the ground and put his hands behind his back so they couldn't throw him on the ground. But they would still hurt him. And he was quite elderly at the time. Not long after I interviewed him, he retired and left the country. Haskell, the lawyer out of Michigan, who was on the plane with the underwear bomber, watched a man with a suit put this guy on who's basically like some drug-addicted homeless guy. And he didn't have any ticket or papers or anything. He thought it was really strange. He watched that happen. That guy turned out to be the underwear bomber. And lo and behold, after that staged event, they had the scanners already manufactured and ready to roll out by a company that was the former head of, run by the former head of Homeland Security. And so, you know, that first Thanksgiving, InfoWars organized a opt-out for Thanksgiving, the busiest travel day of the year. And we had a lot of people say they're going to opt out. And you know what they did? The TSA just stopped the scanners, stopped the body searches on the busiest travel day of the year, a Thanksgiving. Just everybody just go through because they didn't want to have that shut down. We subsequently showed you information from a an individual who was filed a lawsuit. Actually, it's John Corbett, and he's involved again in this particular a case. And as part of his lawsuit, you know, he had sued them over the body scanners. And as part of his lawsuit, the government put up some of the documents that he wanted as part of discovery. Corbett, they posted those lawsuits on Pacer, which is the, you know, where they put up all the lawsuits, and they posted up an unredacted copy. They meant to redact for public display the information that was on there, but they posted up an unredacted version. And before they changed that and took it down, we screenshot that at InfoWars, and we put that up. So people could see that in 2011, as you had the pushback here in Texas, you had the Texas House unanimously say, you're not going to put your hands on children as a precondition to flying. And you're not going to strip search individuals as a precondition to flying. Passed unanimously in the state house. And to keep it from passing in the state senate, you had the lieutenant governor, a former CIA operative, who had been set up in the oil business and had, at that point in time, spent more money than anybody that ever ran for office in Texas at that point in time. Because, you know, his buddies had set him up in the oil business. He was very wealthy. He bought the office. And he organized to shut it down in the Senate because it was going to be an impasse. The federal government was saying, well, if you shut down our body scanners and our pat-down TSA things, we're not going to let anybody fly in or out of Texas. And it's like, well, bring it on. Until he organized that, the CIA guy. And so we put up these documents that came out of Corbett as part of his lawsuit. We showed and the unredacted documents that the government posted up on Pacer for a while. We showed that in 2011, as all that was happening, the internal documents inside the TSA said there is no terrorist risk of attack on any of these airplanes or on any airplanes or any airports. Yeah, it was simply to set up the fact that they can strip search you and they can do anything to you. They can turn you into their slave, into their pet, into their livestock. That's what this is about. You wonder why they took us down off the social media? We really do appreciate your support. And if it wasn't for the products that you buy at InfoWarsStore.com, we would not be here. They want us gone real badly, real badly. Because we are not going to not tell you what the rights of the juries are. We're not going to not tell you what the TSA is doing. And so we look at this and we see that Twitter has now locked out James O'Keefe's Project Veritas. They've locked out James O'Keefe's account for reporting about two men who work for Bernie Sanders. They have suspended him. Don't know if they will bring him back. This is getting to be a regular issue now. You know, we were there 2 years ago, more than 2 years ago. It was August of 2018, and now you're seeing on a regular basis Zero Hedge being taken down, James O'Keefe being taken down. President Trump needs to do something about this, whether it is in his interest or not. This is in the interest of America. And you're not going to have America ever be great if it's not free. And it's not going to be free if you take away our free speech and our free press. Deplatformed. How big tech companies in corporate America are subverting the Second Amendment. See, the same tactics that are being used to shut down our First Amendment have been used also to shut down the Second Amendment. Because you have the big corporations come in and say, well, you know, you're selling guns or whatever. We're not going to let you process payments, right? Big banks can do that. They, if you are talking about guns or marketing guns, you get all kinds of censorship from the Silicon Valley people. The same people are telling you what you can talk about. Saying that you can't talk about climate change. Yeah, they can talk about climate change. They can sell their side, but don't you argue with them. Shut up. We're the authorities on this. And they do that about vaccines. They do that about war. They do that about everything. Kanye West even says that record labels have contracts prohibiting artists from talking about Jesus. You know, unless you use his name as a swear word. Then they encourage that. Absolutely encourage that. And we'll talk about that when we come back. We're also going to talk about what many people don't know about the Democrats. I was really amazed to see that one of the Democrats had no idea that Buttigieg was gay. And we'll tell you some many other secrets that are right out there in the open about the Democrats when we come back. Stay with us.
Well, it's here, the year 2020. World government's out in the open. We've got the predicted mass pandemics, and they're calling for global government as the answer. And we've got massive, huge censorship taking place that's coordinated by big tech and banks against people that promote America and guns and freedom and Jesus and the family and the protection of the unborn. Wow. Yes, now we know we're right. The New World Order's real, Satanism's real, the pedophile elite are real, but we're real as well, and we love God, and we're standing up and saying no. But I just want to make the point here, 1 month into 2020, that we have never been in Kansas. We have never been in some smallville place that didn't matter. Everything we do, every decision we make governs the future of our species and everything we've gone through and everything we're going to go through. So it's an incredible time to be alive. I'm going to thank you all for being aware and being involved. But just remember, your action now via prayer, word of mouth, and financial support of InfoWarsStore.com is critical. So please take action. This should really be easier than it is. I'm not here giving you a sales pitch. I'm pointing out the way forward, things that I've discovered that I absolutely know work, that if you will listen to me and try them out for yourself, you will see how amazing it is. And then your support of the product we're selling will help you and will help us, and it's symbiotic. My friends, I harp and harp and harp about iodine because it's the good halogen, fluoride's the bad halogen. And people told me about it for years and I didn't listen. And I'm so thankful that finally I listened to Dr. Grip like 8 years ago and started taking true iodine, atomic iodine. We've got it back in stock, X2, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm telling you folks, get it. It's amazing. Discover the benefits. And it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. You can't lose unless you don't take action.
It's amazing that we have the only patented nano silver that's been found by Homeland Security to take out SARS, which is the same family as the coronavirus. We have it in our Super Silver toothpaste. We have it in our Super Blue toothpaste. We have it in the Immune Gargle products. And, of course, it's in the Super Silver wound gel that is sold nationally. We just private label it from the people that produce it, the nanotech company out of Colorado. And we have a stockpile of it, but we've already sold half of the stockpile of it, and I'm still offering the products at 40 to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com until they sell out, which most of these products are set to sell out within days or then about another week. So go to InfoWarsStore.com to get your Immune Gargle, to get the toothpaste, and to get the Super Silver Wound Gel. But the Immune Gargle is what is so important because you gargle with it and can also drink it. InfoWarsStore.com. The demand for food has not let up. We are selling record amounts of it. Everybody else is basically already sold out, or they have giant wait lists. Our suppliers have it in-house, but it's taken 7 to 10 days to deliver because, again, they have to package it. They're running 24 hours a day. But in a few days, they're telling me it may go to a longer wait if you haven't gotten your order in. So I wouldn't procrastinate. We wanted this virus to be petering out. We wanted it to just be hype. Looks like it is really, really bad and is man-made. And so that's why we're seeing the huge freak out. So get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. That helps fund our operation. It's insurance you can eat. A total 360 win. Again, get your food and actually get it delivered at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your order in. It's locked in, guaranteed 7 to 10 days. InfoWarsStore.com. And regardless, it funds the operation. We also have the Immune Gargle at 40% off. We are going to sell out of that, but I'm just keeping it at that sales price. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
mainstream propaganda. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Just as we're going to break, talking about speech, free speech, how James O'Keefe has been banned off of Twitter now because the things that he was publishing. Maybe he's just been suspended. Maybe it's not a permanent ban. Who knows? Because, you know, it's just the arbitrary whims of the Silicon Valley elite. They own the Internet, and they can do whatever they want. And we don't have any Republicans, not a single one. I haven't even heard Rand Paul talk about this, that will stand up to this kind of tyranny. So that begs the question, what are they afraid of? Well, you know what they're afraid of, don't you? These people have a lot of power. Got a lot of power. You don't want them banning you off of there, so you better kowtow to them. And that's exactly what our leaders are doing. The Democrats are cheering them on. The Republicans are bowing down to them. But speaking of bowing down, Kanye West says record labels have contracts that prohibit artists from talking about Jesus. This is reported by Christian Post. They said, they quoted him. He said, the devil took all the producers, the musicians, the designers. He moved us all out to Hollywood, and he moved us all out to New York, chasing gold statues. Well, that's really true. Literally signing a contract and selling our soul. He then revealed that many of the artists that he worked with while creating Jesus as King were relieved to be able to freely say the name of Jesus because of the way their agreements are set up in the industry. He said, they got contracts out there that say you can't say Jesus. When we were working on this album, people were coming in the studio just to say Jesus as loud as they wanted to. You can say Jesus in the Yee studio, his studio. Christian rapper Bizzle took to Instagram Monday to share lyrics from his song, Lit Lit, which I'm not into the rap world. But anyway, that he also experienced what West talked about during the Sunday service. He said, I told him, I'm not for sale. I won't promote evil. They told me, I can sell you murder, but no Jesus. The devils in this game are handpicking yo leaders. That's why you get 100 dope boys and no preachers. In the past, West publicly projected a God complex by his Christian Post through his blasphemous alter ego, Jesus, admitting that he was, quote, working for the devil. But in 2019, everything changed for the fashion innovator. He began his Sunday service events featuring a gospel choir. And he reimagined mainstream songs with Christian lyrics. You know, my wife and I experienced this once we went to see Penn & Teller. And Penn Jillette was very proud of the fact that, you know, he went on and on and on about how the F word was a sign of illiteracy. Because why do you have a situation? I'm thinking of a Robert De Niro movie where the F word is literally used typically more than 200 times in a 90-minute movie. It's like every other word. He goes, they use the F word as a noun, as a verb, as an adjective, as an adverb. It uses everything, right? Goes, don't you people have a vocabulary? You can't express yourself? Seriously? You're artists, you're writers. You can't find any. You just sound stupid, said Penn Jillette. And I was like, yeah, he's exactly right. I agree with that 100%. And he goes, so I don't ever use the F word. But he goes, I use the name Jesus as much as I can in a way to blaspheme it. Because I want to make fun of it as much as I can. And that's the way that they allow people to use it in the rap world, right? At that point, my wife and I got up and left. Got up and left. Not going to be a part of that. We talk about the Democrats. You know, one of the things that came up I thought was kind of interesting was this video exchange. And we'll play part of this for you. Between an Iowa voter who freaked out. On a Buttigieg precinct captain, you know, what they do in the caucuses, they, we're not talking about Russia now, but they have the little caucus and, you know, they meet in a gym and they have people organize around a candidate. They'll have a sign for that candidate and they'll rally around that. And then they'll have, as everybody gets there, they'll have a person from each group representing a candidate. They'll have one representative get up and make a case for their candidate to speak. And after everybody has spoken, then they will go around and the voters can turn in their cards to the precinct captain for that particular candidate. And so what has happened is, in this particular case, this lady has turned in her card to this precinct captain. And then this happens. Let's play video clip number 7. You're on the B-roll there, but let's play the video clip so people can hear the audio going back and forth. Video clip number 7.
So are you saying that he has the same sex partner? He, yes. Yeah. Are you kidding? He's married to him, yeah. Well, then I don't want anybody like that in the White House. So can I have my card back? I don't know. He signed it. We could go ask. I never knew that. Well, so the whole point of it is, though, he's a human being, right? Just like you and me. And shouldn't really matter. That's what.
Well, he better read the Bible.
He does, and he says that God doesn't choose a political party. Because
why does it say in the Bible that a man should marry a woman then?
Well, I totally respect your viewpoint on this. I so totally do. But I think that we were not around.
How come this has never been brought out before?
Classic technique, isn't it? Well, he should read the Bible. Well, he does read the Bible. And he says God doesn't have a political party. Yeah, he's right about that. You notice a misdirection there? You know, they're talking about marriage and she pivots to political party. Yeah, God doesn't have a political party. But there's a political party that doesn't care what God has to say about the Bible. Well, he's just a human, she says. Well, you know, we're all humans and we all sin. And God defines what sin is if you read the Bible. I mean, that's where these people are not having a meeting of the minds. But I think the most interesting thing about that is that, well, two things that are interesting. Number one, that, you know, who knew that Booty Gay was gay? I mean, that, you know, I call him Booty Gay because he's got a hard name to pronounce. And I really wasn't sure at first how to pronounce it. But it actually fits him better because he wears it as a badge of honor. As a matter of fact, that's why you're supposed to vote for him. He doesn't have any other qualifications. This guy doesn't have any other qualifications. He's barely old enough to run for president. He's only been the mayor of a very small city, and that small city hasn't been run very well. What is he doing running for president? He has absolutely no basis to run for president, except he is an icon of the LGBT movement. And so how does this lady, first of all, not know that he is gay? Booty Gay. Obviously not a listener. Hopefully you guys listening to this program are much better informed. I think almost anybody is. So first of all, she knows no more about the political candidates than that precinct captain knows about the Bible or marriage. Then I thought it was interesting. She says, well, I want my card back. Yeah, there you go. That's the way he introduces himself. Hello, I'm gay. He reminds you of that constantly. She says, I want to get my card back. Well, I don't know that I can do that for you. I don't know that she ever got her card back. I watched that to the end, and really not too much happens after that. But you know what? Made me start to think, what other things do people not know about Democrats? You know, for example, did you know, Democrats, that a Ukrainian prosecutor is now filed against Biden for abuse of power? Did you know that? Did you know that Bernie Sanders in 1972 referred to himself as a communist? Did you know that he is still a communist? Did you know that, Democrats? Does that matter to you? I mean, a lot of this stuff, you know, inquiring minds want to know. I really am curious as to what a Democrat voter knows. We know that they are low information, but just how low information are they? Going back to 1972, Sanders, then a gubernatorial protest candidate for the Socialist Liberty Union Party, was at a question and answer session. He was then 31 years old. And he was asked, you know, about being a communist. Well, actually, nobody even asked him. He volunteered it. He brushed off accusations of being a left-wing radical. Yeah, so what? I don't mind people calling up and calling me a communist, he said. And then on the night of the Super Bowl, when President Trump was being interviewed by Sean Hannity, President Trump said, I think he's a communist. He says, I think of communism when I think of Bernie. You could say socialist. But didn't he get married in Moscow, that wonderful Moscow? And then Sean Hannity said, well, no, he didn't get married there. He just honeymooned there. Ah, same difference, right? And so people are upset that President Trump called him a communist. Maybe they didn't know, just like they didn't know that Booty Gay was gay. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We got more things to tell you about Democrats that Democrats don't know.
I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Your support and your help in rebooting Americana as a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well. He's still lacking on the big tech censorship taking action against that in some other areas. But trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China. Trump's been doing an amazing job. But now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective. And the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way. And so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them. But it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us. We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
We're seeing unprecedented orders for storable foods. I would have storable foods because 2020 is a very dangerous year. The bubble is so huge and could pop. I hope it doesn't. It's incredibly dangerous and it'll cause. Well, you don't need me to tell you what'll happen if this giant bubble pops. So I've been promoting storable foods to everybody because they're high quality. It's insurance you can eat. It lasts 25 years. We go out and find the very best companies that have the very best quality at the very lowest price. And that's my Patriot Supply. And then so that I have my own private label of their full spectrum of food, we private label it as InfoWars Select. And they are saying that they've never sold this much food. They're still able within 7 to 10 days to ship it to you. If you get your orders in on their small orders, their big orders, 7 to 10 days, it will be shipped out to you if you get your order in now. But just as sure as the sun came up, it's all selling out right now. So get your orders in for high quality storable foods right now for all the reasons out there. And it's insurance you can eat and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win.
InfoWarsStore.com.
We've got three big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2, our best-selling deep earth crystals, iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body, and I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So just check it out for yourself, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together, super high quality, winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're looking into the Rockford Files, and we're doing a deep investigation here. Private investigation of public communists. And what is it that the Democrats don't know about their party? Well, they learned this week just how corrupt it is and how incompetent it is. And I think that you're going to find a very deep corruption behind the front veneer of incompetence. I talked about that at the beginning of the program. I was surprised to see a lady who absolutely did not know that Buttigieg was gay. So I said, well, do they not know that you have a Ukrainian prosecutor who has filed a petition that Biden be investigated for corruption and abuse of power? Do they know that in the Democrat Party? Do they know that Bernie Sanders is a communist, that he called himself a communist? He said, I don't mind people calling me a communist. That he honeymooned in Moscow? Well, I'll tell you, you know, if you don't know that he's a communist, maybe you haven't read his plans. He's got a $16 trillion plan. You know, they've all got tens of trillions of dollars to take over every segment of our economy. Well, Bernie Sanders understands exactly what he needs to do to own the means of production. Because that's communism, right? They own everything, especially the means of production. You don't have to own every single factory, every single house, every single car. You can own the means of production of energy, and then you can control all of them. And that's precisely what he's proposing. He wants by 2030. Where did he get that number? Well, that's coming from the UN. UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainability. And you know what they're sustaining? Their power. And their absolute totalitarian power. Their authoritarian power over every detail of our life. And he's got the $16 trillion plan. He wants to transform our energy system away from fossil fuels 100% to 100% energy efficiency and sustainable energy by 2030 at the latest. They may move this up. And so he wants the federal government to take all the energy that's generated by all these windmills and have it be publicly owned, managed by the Federal Power Marketing Administrations, the Bureau of Reclamation, and the Tennessee Valley Authority, and then sold to distribution utilities and so forth. This is coming straight out of his healthcare, his energy program. He wants to nationalize all electricity production and end oil and gas. So think about that. Even if you get an electric car, shiny new electric car, he's going to control the energy to it, and he'll control you and your movements. He'll control everything. He is a communist. Did you know that, Democrats? Did you know that what a hypocrite Elizabeth Warren is? She was hiding from a guy. She got off a private jet. Let's play that video, video clip number 8. Go ahead and run that. It's B-roll. And as you see these people exiting the private jet, somebody knew that she was on that jet. They're standing over there. And so you see the people getting off one by one. And then Elizabeth Warren gets off. And when she gets off and looks over there and sees the video, the guy with the video camera taking a picture, she immediately ducks behind the people in front of her and walks. She's now walking behind this individual, keeping that individual between her and the cameraman. She's trying to hide the fact that she was on a private jet, and then eventually she walks right past this person. But she's got other things that she wants to hide. She's got staffers. As Project Veritas has pointed out, she's got staffers that are talking about how the LGBTQ lobby is a liability. Says this focus on pronouns is going to cause us to lose the election. Angel Alicia said, at the end of the day, if we're going to prioritize pronouns over making sure people have a decent standard of living, that's wrong. And then the journalist who's undercover says, yeah, that's right. And then she goes on to say, and when you come from where I come from, no one gives an F about GD pronouns. People want to know how to create a job. And then she says, the thing is, and like, I'm here for the pronoun things, but I just feel like I shouldn't have to say he, him, his. Like, shouldn't it be implied? And the Project Veritas reporter says, yeah. And she says, if I tell you otherwise, and he goes, oh, yeah, if I tell you otherwise, then yeah. But I mean, she says, like, I've been called out for saying something like that, but this is why we lose elections, because we're zeroing in on crap like that. Yes, yes, a little bit of truth there. Elizabeth Warren, yeah, she's also, as I pointed out yesterday, trying to hide the oil and gas stocks and things like that that she's invested in by transferring them to her children, hoping that you don't notice. But it has been noticed. And then finally, James Carville essentially saying what that campaign worker was saying. I'm scared to death that the 2020 Democrats are blowing it by talking about voting from jail and open borders, not to mention pronouns. Yeah, Carville, you should be scared because it's not just that they can't run an election. They can run an election. They can have, we talked about all the connections behind it, so I'm not going to get into that again. We've got The Onion in terms of talking about the corruption. The Onion, a satire site of the left, says DNC offers a startup $500 million to develop a pencil that can accurately record election results. This is coming from the left, laughing at the Democrats in Iowa. And, of course, can you imagine what they would pay for a phone system to actually call in the results? Oh, that'd be worth trillions of dollars. Tens of trillions, I'm sure. Another satire site. This is coming from the Imaginative Conservative. Headline, Vladimir Putin hires Iowa Democratic Party to monitor the next Russian election. Yeah, think about that. It's who you hire. And that's what we're talking about, the connections between Booty Gay and Hillary and the Shadow app for shadow government. Then this one. For the first time in history, four Democrats declare victory with 0% of the vote in. That's a trick, because that's not a satire. That actually happened. You can't tell the Democrat caucus from a satire. That actually happened. Actually happened. Yeah, when we look at this, as a matter of fact, we got a little bit of time here. Let's play video clip number six. This is when they finally unveiled the 62% of the vote last night. This is MSNBC. Run video clip six.
Each precinct in the state is worth a certain number of state delegate equivalents. They work their way up. Notably, let me make sure I saw this right.
Now, he clicks over there on the right-hand side. He touches it.
This is the initial preference. Yes.
And it pulls up the initial preference. Now, if we look at it by initial preference, this person wins. But if I push this button over here, this other person wins.
Final results right now. He said 62% of precincts. We got to see what
that's only 62%
for in terms of votes here. But right now, the numbers that the Iowa Democratic Party just released.
And that was the official pronouncement from the Democrat Party, a mess. As I said before, this is what the Democrats really want, you know. Look, everybody gets a participation trophy. This is the way these guys operate. No, they don't like winners, right? You shouldn't win anything. We've seen this in the schools all the time. No, everybody gets a participation trophy. So now every one of these candidates gets their trophy. They can all claim to have won. That's the way these people work. That's the mindset of losers who hate winners, and that's why they're going to lose. This has been going on for quite some time, and it's only going to get more interesting. That's all the time we've got for that part of it, but I just want to, I mentioned this earlier in the first hour, actually these cruise ships that are under quarantine with the coronavirus. People can't get off of these ships. I can't think of a worse situation. I hate cruises, but you know, in Hong Kong, they now have, this is my worst fear, again, out of all this stuff. I don't want to be quarantined, and I don't want to have treatment forced on me that hasn't been tested. That's my big fear. Real or fake? That is not as important as the quarantine and the untested vaccines, which is where these people are headed. That's where all these simulations ultimately go. Every one of them. The bottom line of these annual simulations that they do with all these government officials and all these vaccine companies and the Gates Foundation, the Bloomberg Foundation, is to tell them, you know, you didn't act quickly enough, radically enough, draconian enough, and you need to remove any restrictions on us vaccinating people with untested drugs. That's the bottom line. And, you know, just protect yourself. Go into the Dr. Strangelove, chamber here to protect yourself and put all these people in a quarantine area and treat them. And that's exactly what we're seeing here with these cruise ships. That's it in a microcosm, my worst fear. In Hong Kong, you have a ship that's got, it's the World Dream Cruise Liner. 1,800 people, and they report they have 30 crew members who have fever. And that's going to spread through that ship because people are all concentrated in it. That's what I said from the very beginning. You know, what they used to call in German a hospital was a Krankenhaus. You know, I think they still call it that. A sick house, right? And you're going to have a Kranken ship, a sick ship. Everybody's going to get sick on this. In Japan, they've got another one, 10 coronavirus cases, and 3,700 passengers, and they're not letting anybody off of that Carnival cruise ship there. That's why we say prepare for the worst, folks. We have got some great nano silver products at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got some great specials on those products. Nano silver will kill viruses and bacteria. It's been proven in vitro, in glass. And you can get 30 to 40% off of hand lotions as well as the immune gargle spray.